the Burton Panthers football is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Granger is made possible by Burton Meat Processing, Citizens State Bank, St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Mattress Guys, Kiki Egg Farm, Burton Chamber of Commerce, Produce By and By, Tradewinds Physical Therapy, Collier Construction, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Wellman Insurance, Bush's Chicken, TNT Car Wash, Kiki's Family Daryl, Katie and Trent, Larry Poppy Construction, Subway Sandwiches, the Blueville Aquatic Center, Burton Friends and Neighbors, ACL Construction, Dahman and Associates, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&J Packing, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton ISD, Parmel Electric, Farmers Mutual Aid Association, and BVR Material. We'll go to your hosts, Dean Erickson and Daryl Kiki, for the pregame show after these words from our sponsors.
Registration is now open for winter and spring classes at Blinn College. This year's winter mini-mester begins December 19th, allowing you to earn college credit in just 3 weeks. Mini-mester courses are available online and transferred to the state's leading universities, and eligible Washington County residents can have up to $1,000 in tuition costs covered with the Washington County Scholarship. To register for classes and learn more about scholarship opportunities, visit blinn.edu or email us at blinnbound@blinn.edu.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers! Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
Well, hello and welcome to Thursday Night Football, playoff football tonight. It's Dean Erickson and Daryl Kiki coming to you from Rockdale High School for tonight's matchup between the 8-2 Granger and 6-4 Burton. Daryl, pretty fun car ride over. Yeah. Talking a little bit of about tonight's game, and we the theme of tonight is going to be stop the run and run the ball.
Absolutely, pretty nasty out here. You know, thank God we're sitting in a press box because the rain is coming down here. You know, it's a great night for young guys to be out on the field playing football, but for us, very nice to be sitting off in this press box, being able to talk a little noise.
Exactly. And the weather definitely going to be a huge factor tonight on the turf field. Very shiny from our perspective up top, which means it's going to be wet, it's going to be slick, and that means those cleats are going to be putting in some overtime tonight. We'll have pregame continuing here in just a few minutes. We'll take our first break of quite a few breaks to get through tonight, so we'll be right back. This is Big Red Football.
Wayne Clarence and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to cheer on the Burton Panthers football team during the playoff season. They are proud of the dedication and commitment the Panthers have put into this season. They are thrilled to cheer them on in the postseason. Good luck, Panthers! Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Go fight win Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication provided throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment to encourage the community to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football playoff season. Make us proud, Panthers.
I'm Zane Auschenbeck.
I'm Colby Beck.
I'm Keegan Finner.
I'm Chad Schubert.
And we're a part of the Burton Panther football team.
I'm drum major Vivian Lehman. I'm Aviana Triplett.
And I'm Michael Smith.
And we are the Burton Panther Bands. Ready? Go. Panthers, go. Go, go, G-O. Go. Panthers, go. Go, Panthers.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Playoff football tonight, Thursday night football action. Daryl, we've got a little bit of time here in the pregame. Let's talk a little bit about this offense. Going to probably have to keep things pretty simple tonight for the Big Red. Quarterback tonight, probably going to be Drayton Oakes.
Yeah, Drayton's been doing a good job all year running the offense. You know, we're going to go as far as the 18-wheeler carries us. You know, we're getting some good runs out of Brady Griffin and some of the younger guys that been in the last few games also, and very encouraging. But we both know, as well does Granger, they're going to have 11 men in a box. They're going to have to stop Tyrone. And, you know, if our offensive line does their job, wins the battle up front, you know, he's going to grind it out. And maybe we can wear him down. You know, turnovers tonight, it's going to be probably in my mind, like you said, the field is really shiny. It looks like it's sleet or ice out there on the field. So the ball is going to be wet. Whoever turns it over, I think, in this game, because pretty grudged rivalry here. Stems back to a couple of 3 years ago when, you know, you can't beat them, kick them out.
Yeah.
But it kind of bit them in the tail, and we come back and knock them out for trying to turn us in. You know, not saying that I remember that and bringing it back up or anything like that, but, you know, you don't forget that.
And I like that. I really do love that mentality of I don't forget.
Yeah.
Keep it in the memory bank because, you know, the way you do things and the way you do business generally comes back to bite you if you're not doing it the right way.
Absolutely. So, you know, you put that as bulletin board material. Some of these guys, they wasn't part of the group, but they were in junior high, and they know about it just as well as all of us fans.
It's a tradition at this point.
Yes. So
grudges become tradition.
Yes. So, you know, gives you a little bit of extra firepower and say, hey, our job is to knock them out of the playoffs. You know, the person who doesn't turn the ball over, who grinds the ball like we're going to do, you know, if we hear they like to pass the ball, spread it out and pass it, you know, in this weather, I think that's going to be pretty tough to do. Yeah, the receivers are going to know how they're coming out of their breaks, but throwing a wet ball, as you know just as well as I do, it's not that easy.
No, sir, it's not. We'll have more pregame coverage, talk defensive storylines next. This is Big Red Football.
Larry Pavic Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll know you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Pavic Construction. Call for an estimate today at 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann congratulate the Burton football team on a great season. They're proud to support the Burton Panthers in the playoffs and thank the players, coaches, and parents for all their hard work this football season. Larry Pavic Construction says, go Panthers!
The Kiki family, Daryl, Katie, and Trent, are excited to see all the Panther football players on the field again this season. The Kikis would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. All of Burton is proud of you. Join the Kikis in their support of Burton High School, the Panthers football team, and all of the Burton Panther athletes. Go Panthers for another winning season.
Way to go, Panthers. Farmers Mutual Aid Association in Brenham would like to congratulate the Burton Panthers football team on their amazing teamwork this season and wishes you luck in the playoffs. At Farmers Mutual Aid, our game plan is simple. It's to provide you with policies tailored to you to protect your home and property. Team up today with any of our agents. James Stoltz, Stanley Summer, Neil Kahane, James Schulenberg, Stacy Rayling, and Megan Summer. Farmers Mutual Aid Association at 104 West Vulcan, serving our neighbors. Insurance needs since 1895.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Playoff football tonight as the Burton Panthers do battle with the Granger Lions in postseason action. Daryl talking defensive storylines for the Big Red heading into this matchup. A very hard-to-handle man catching the snaps tonight for Granger in senior quarterback Chase Edwards. I saw this guy's film today. Dude is a tough runner. He's built like he's a big dude. He can run downhill. He can make you miss. I mean, he's really just the complete package of quarterback for this Granger bunch. What's Burton got to do to slow him down?
You know, we're going to have a big game, I think, out of Kobe Beck. He's one of our leaders. And everybody's going to have to stay with their assignment and keep him contained. He's going to get his yards. You just don't want him to be big chunk yards, you know. And when he does get that big run, you can't drop your head. You got to come back and you got to hit him. You need to hit him on every play, whether he has the ball or not. You know, let him know you're there.
Absolutely. Hit him and hit him hard is what they say.
Yes, sir.
In Big Red Country. So, also offensively for Granger, I mean, they've got quite a lot of speed on the edges. They're going to run a spread style offense tonight. They do have, he threw for 171 yards in their last outing, did Edwards. So, I mean, this is a guy that can air it out. He does throw a nice ball. His receivers are very talented as well. But the passing game tonight, just because of the weather conditions, might be a factor. But that doesn't mean this team can't get their players in space. So as far as like tonight, you're probably going to have to be able to tackle one-on-one in space.
Yeah, we're going to have to do our job on the corners. Safety's probably going to play a little bit further back and everything. But, you know, he got to throw it. They got to catch it. But we got to stick them when they do. You know, I'm just looking here. They have 10 seniors. We have 7. You don't ever want it to be your last game. But this is where the real season begins in the playoffs. Getting to this point is good, but you win or you go home now.
Well, and I remember having conversations, you know, early in the season where the playoffs, you know, and obviously being a lifelong Burton Panther yourself, playoffs have been a guarantee for this program for forever. And there was a time early in this season where the playoffs weren't necessarily a guarantee. So it's already been a nice turnaround for this Burton team. But now it really gets into where business picks up, and now it's all about survive and advance. We're going to take a couple more breaks here in our pregame show. This is Big Red Football.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes the Burton Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
You know what that means. The inventory has arrived. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and my warehouse is full. Stop in today and shop our overstock sale. We have Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses and even discontinued products you can't find online. And no bed is complete without premium pillows or high-quality sheets. So stop in today and shop our hot overstock sale. First come, first serve. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center or call 836-1010 today.
Game coverage continues as the Burton Panthers at 6-4 on the year, set to do battle tonight against Granger, coming into this matchup at 8-2. Let's take a look back at the schedule here, Daryl, and over the last couple of weeks, Burton on quite a win streak. One of those wins, of course, a forfeit win, but a win nonetheless. You have to go all the way back to the month of September for the last time this Burton Panther bunch caught an L. What do you think the change was? Obviously a very front-heavy schedule for Burton this year. It plays into it, but what have you seen as far as the change in this team since week one?
You know, when Colby, he was our quarterback to start the season, he hurt his ankle. We go to Drayton, and so a new leader, everybody getting used to each other. We lost nine really, really, really good players last year.
Yes.
And to replace nine, that's tough. But you sit there, compliment these coaches for mixing in. Me and you did the Louise game in El Campo. Mm-hmm. We both got really excited about the young freshmen that they started inserting into the lineup.
Caden Patterson.
Patterson,
the quarterback.
Bibby, number nine. And then you have we had a defensive end. I'm looking on this program, and I don't see it right now. A freshman, number 17 here, Ruben Rodriguez. Those three guys, watching these last games, have really stepped it up and kind of got that nervous freshman out of them. And you can see it on the field. They're really athletic. They add speed to our lineup. And anytime you can add speed, that's one thing you can't teach.
Yes.
Either you got it or you don't. And I got this favorite saying, everybody laughs at me, but speed kills.
Yes, it does.
You get around the corner and you got a little bit of speed, most of the time you're going to outrun people. And you just can't teach that. So tonight, if you can get the corner and stuff, you're going to do good. These guys also are in the defensive backfield, so they're going to have to be making the plays. They're going to have to grow up. This is playoff football now. You're not a freshman anymore. You done played a full season. And, you know, now you're one of the guys. The other guys are counting on you. You still have to be led by that senior leadership, Beck, Gilman, Oschenbeck, Finner, bunch of those dudes. Chad Schubert would love to be out there. You know, he got injured early in the season, but he's still on the sideline with the guys, talking, part of the team. Really proud of them. Tyrone is going to be our leader, as we always talk on offense, but he's on defense too. Mm-hmm. He disrupts in that back foot. Schulte, all those guys. You know, we saw him in warm-ups, 40, 42 yards. He was making a field goal. Hey, it might come down to that tonight. And everything, but just the insertions of the young freshmen that have that athletic ability.
Well, it's Big Ten weather, not necessarily Big Ten football, but definitely very Michigan weather out here tonight in Rockdale. We'll take another break. This is Big Red Football.
Harmel Electric says go Burton Panthers. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for your residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs, get an estimate, and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates all the members of the Burton football team on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Go Burton Panthers, keep on winning.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day. Be the best. Right now, try their new Bush Baby Chicken Sandwich. Chicken tenders and pickles served with a special sauce on a King Hawaiian bun. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern Fried Chicken lovers. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Stop at Bush's Chicken at Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Call in your orders at 979-836-1804. Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panther football team in their 2023 season. Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dominant Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dominant Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dominant Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Coming up on a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight from Rockdale High School, it's Burton football tonight, playoff football. The 6-4 Panthers against the 8-2 Lions from Granger High School. Daryl Kiki, Dean Erickson with you tonight. From high atop, a rainy, wet, cold night in Rockdale. Well, I say cold. It's cold to you guys. It's
not
that bad out there, but it's perfect football weather.
Yeah, you tough Nebraska guys, you know, it's raining. Could be sleeting out there, and y'all probably still think y'all have short sleeve shirts on.
I told them in pregame. Yeah. I says, man, I wish it was snowing.
Yeah.
That's football weather.
Yeah. Well, maybe in December when me and you are doing a game, it'll be snowing.
Yeah, it doesn't snow, and it doesn't snow at Jerry World, unfortunately. So.
Hey, that's all right. it could outside.
Yeah, we just just leave the windows open something.
But both teams done come out, buddy, and I mean, Granger got some big old boys, number 73, Grayson Smith. He's a sophomore. I'm betting he's tipping that scale probably 310, 320. Very athletic and everything looking team. We're going to have to be focused on doing our job and playing our game.
Well, we don't have the big helmet with us this week, the big inflatable helmet. We got a little tunnel.
Yeah.
So we got the tunnel getting ready for, we'll call it the tunnel walk.
That's it.
Here from Rockdale High School tonight is the Big Red getting ready to take the field again. Coming up on a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight, we'll take our final pregame break. You're listening to Big Red Football.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in. You can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust, DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
I'm Zane Auschenbeck.
I'm Colby Beck.
I'm Keegan Finner.
I'm Chad Schubert.
And we're a part of the Burton Panther football team.
I'm drum major Vivian Lehman. I'm Aviana Triplett.
And I'm Michael Smith.
And we are the Burton Panther Bands. Ready? Go. Panthers, go. Go, go, G-O. Go. Panthers, go. Go, Panthers.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
About ready to kick things off tonight from Rockdale High School in this playoff football matchup tonight between your Burton Panthers at 6-4 on the year and the Granger Lions at 8-2. Attention football fanatics, don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of Texas football history where dreams are realized, legends are born, and where unforgettable moments unfold before your very eyes. Mark your calendars for the UIL State Football Championships December 13th through the 16th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, where the best teams from 6-man to 6A leave it all on the field in hopes of being named champion. For the latest updates and ticket information, head over to UILTexas.org/football. Again, that's UILTexas.org/football. Coin toss happening here at midfield. We're going to take our final pregame break, and we'll be back for our national anthem and kickoff coming up at 7 here on KWHI. This is Big Red Football.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
If the doctor prescribed physical therapy, remember, you have the right to choose where you receive care. You don't have to wait 2 to 6 weeks to get seen. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, you can be seen quickly and be taken care of by the best staff in the area. Try Tradewinds complimentary consultation in 48 hours or less. Don't wait. Schedule your physical therapy today and receive the care you deserve. Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham. Or call 421-8500 for more info. Cash discounts and most major insurance accepted.
And back on KWHI, just in time for our national anthem.
Yeah, these umbrellas can be
fun. Oh, these people? Oh, sorry.
Well, Oof. All right. It is about ready for kickoff here, Daryl, as the Burton Panthers have they won the toss, deferred their choice to the second half. So we're going to play some defense first.
Yeah, we're hoping we took the wind at our back this first quarter, hoping that we can pin them deep, maybe get that turnover early and put some points on the board.
Well, it's going to be a wet football all night tonight, a wet field. This turf field going to be tough to handle tonight with the conditions as the rain continues to fall here at Rockdale High School. Looking at the radar, not looking great as far as if you're not a fan of the rain, this is not the place for you. There's a pretty large cell that has made its way right over the top of where we sit in Rockdale right now, and that cell is moving ever so slowly out of the region, looking like this one's going to be a wet one from the get-go all the way through to the final whistle.
Still, if you look in the stands, buddy, lots of umbrellas, a lot of dedicated Burton Panther fans, moms, dads, probably a few grandpas. I saw my buddy Wade Weigelt and his family tip off in here, and, small town football.
I've never seen a football fan base at the high school level travel as well as Burton does. So Burton on the field now with their black road uniforms, ready to kick this one off. White letters, red helmets, Granger in their home yellows with the purple letters as the kickoff sails short, bounces at about the 25, and it's picked up at the 25 to the 30 to the 35 to the 40. Oh, he might go 50 across the 40 to the 35 to the 30, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Javen Diaz, the senior cornerback, was lined up deep to receive that kick. The kickoff was short, and it's a house call for Diaz right out of the gate, and the Panthers find themselves down 6-0.
We got a flag.
There is a marker down at the 40-yard line.
We were offside.
And it's offside against the Panthers. The touchdown stands. 12 seconds off the clock and 6 points on the board for Granger.
Not the way we wanted to start, partner.
So the kickoff was a little bit short. It, with the wind at your back, you want to try to sail that thing out of here, but that was not what happened. So to kick the extra point, Valverde will kick it away, or will kick the extra point. Wide receiver on offense, plays the free safety spot on the defensive side of the ball, also handles the kicking duties for this Lion bunch. Into the wind with the rain. The ball goes through the... Oh, he missed it. Missed it wide right. So Burton catches a break there. But after a house call on the opening kickoff, the Panthers find themselves down a touchdown. 11:48 left in the first quarter. Burton trails 6-0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Big Red Football.
You know what that means. The inventory has arrived. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and my warehouse is full, full, full. Stop in today and shop our overstock sale. We have Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses and even discontinued products you can't find online. And no bed is complete without premium pillows or high-quality sheets. So stop in today and shop our hot overstock sale. First come, first serve. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center or call 836-1010 today.
Tegeler Toyota in Burnham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Valverde back to kick it away for Granger. You have Ells and Gilman back deep to receive, kicking into the wind. It's a high short kick. It'll be Ells to field it at the 20. Drops the football, fumbles it at the 25. The ball's still loose, and I think Granger's got it. Weston Ells fumbled the catch on the kickoff, put the ball on the turf, and the slippery, slidey football found its way into the arms of a Granger Lion. And the Lions with really the perfect way to start a football game if you're Granger.
Yeah, and if you're Burton, this is the worst start that you wanted. If both teams are playing in this condition, it's a mental game. And right now we are just kind of handed it to them.
Well, we've got a stoppage of play on the field right now. It looks like there might be an injured Lion. It looks like Lucas Matta, the senior,
official timeout on the field.
Looked like he was a little banged up. Timeout on the field. We'll see if they're going to they're gonna sub out, so this won't be a full timeout, just a quick get it together and play football. But Burton finds themselves backed up deep, trying to defend their end zone against Granger here as they'll line up for the first time tonight. We'll see Chase Edwards take a snap at quarterback. Always nice to be the starting quarterback and have 6 points in your back pocket before you even take a snap.
Yep. And first and 10 on the 25.
One wide out each way. Edwards gets the snap, looks to hand it off, and he does on the RPO. And a hole right up the middle of the 20 to the 15, spinning back to the middle of the field. Diaz on the carry that time. Javen Diaz, a senior running back for the Lions.
Unger on that tackle.
Able to pick up eight, second and short. Just a just an utterly disastrous start for the Big Red in this one, and that can't be understated. 11:20 left in the first quarter, down 6-0, and the offense hasn't even touched the field after fumbling the kickoff. And, of course, Granger here going to take their time, use the play clock to their advantage with 13 seconds left on the play clock. Edwards will line up in the shotgun, two wide outs to the right, one to the bottom of your screen. Here's the snap back to Edwards, design quarterback run up the middle, has a block, had a very small hole for just a second, falls forward for a gain of about three, but it is enough to move the sticks, first and 10. Ball's going to be down at about the 14-yard line.
Finner and Beck on that tackle. Beck getting up, limping. He has the high ankle sprain, and he's a tough kid.
They're going to have to call an injury timeout for Colby, I think, if he doesn't. Well, they break the huddle, no timeout. Yeah. So they'll line up again in the shotgun, back off each hip of Edwards now, one wide out split each way. Snap back to him. They're going to hand it off on the RPO, and no, he's going to keep it instead. Follows his blocker up for a gain of about two, second and eight.
Gain of about two on play, tackled by Holster Panthers.
Well, the Burton faithful not getting the start that they so desired tonight here in Rockdale. The start of this playoff football matchup here between Burton and Granger. If you're just joining us, this game started on a kickoff return for a touchdown by Jose Valverde, Javen Diaz, and then another break that goes against the Panthers on the fumble on the kickoff. Here's a handoff, Jeff Sweep, right side. This is Lizardo. He's going to try to cut back to the middle. No gain on the play. The ball comes out towards the end, but they're going to say he was down.
Nice tackle by Brazier.
That was a couple of tough breaks to start this one out for the Panthers, but we'll see if they can regroup. And we do have a marker down.
Holding against Granger.
So that's going to back the Lions up.
The flag is on Granger.
9:52 to go, first quarter, 6-0. Granger with the lead and the football here. Well inside the red zone. Well, they were in the red zone. The holding penalty backs it out to the 21.
Panthers just need to dig in here, weather this storm right here, find a way. They got
three receivers split wide to the right. Edwards in the gun. Waits for the snap, trying to draw Burton off with a hard count. Panthers stay put. Edwards does get the snap now. Hand off right up the middle on the try to run it right up the gut. They get maybe a couple. That's going to bring up third down and a country mile. First down marker. The line to gain is going to be the 4-yard line.
Ellison Griffin on that tackle.
So this would be a huge stop for the Panthers defensively if they're able to force Granger to try to, I don't know, there's probably no hope of kicking a field goal with the way that wind is right now.
And
so you got two downs here, third and about 18. Got to get the 4-yard line if you're Granger. Edwards in the gun, back to throw. Looks out in the flat. His first read's not there. He's going to pull it down and run. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped. There's your sack. What a great job by that was Christopher Young in the backfield wreaking havoc. Boy, he looked like Tyrone Gilman from up here, the way the 12 on the jersey was folded over.
Nice play there. This will be an interesting call here.
So fourth down and all of it here for Granger, and Burton just needs to keep it in front of them and play solid defense here.
If we can
dig in, get the turnover on downs.
We dig in here, partner, and can hold them. It's a win.
It was a huge play in this one this early in the ball game. Fourth down and all of it here for Granger. The Burton Panther defense trying to hold strong. Back to throw is Edwards, looking deep over the middle. Has a man open down the middle of the field. Pass is incomplete, but there's a flag on the play for interference. Unbelievable. They're going to throw a flag. And it's a good call. It really is. I mean, it looked like
Bibby was in his face. But
yeah, it was Bibby on the coverage. But just one of those things that you just can't have in that situation. You let the man get behind you in the secondary, and Bibby did turn to make a play on the ball. But he was already wrapped up in the arms of the receiver on his way to the turf. The ball was a little bit overthrown, but that's going to put the ball at the 10. First and goal coming up for the Lions. What a tough break for the Panthers there. But a brilliant call and a brilliant play by Granger to exploit the secondary. Here's Edwards trying to keep it around the left side himself. Gets to the 4, to the 2-yard line, is pushed out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the 2. So picks up 8 on first and goal. And we'll probably see some bully ball here from this Granger bunch on the second down.
Bring up a second and go.
So if you're just joining us, 6-0 here from Rockdale High School as the Burton Panthers trail Granger in this playoff football matchup. Second down and goal coming up for Granger on their second offensive possession, or their first true offensive possession of the game. They got a touchdown on the opening kickoff. And now find themselves knocking on the door to try to go up 12-0. They're going to grow under center. Edwards keeps it right up the middle. They're going to push the pile to the line, reminiscent of the Philadelphia Eagles the other night. And just like that, the tush push puts 6 on the board for Granger. The rain continues to fall here at Rockdale tonight. Panthers find themselves quickly down 12-0 here with 7:56 to go in the first quarter. They had them fourth and 20. And that pass interference called the difference. And a great play call by Granger to try to throw that. They basically threw them into the pass interference.
And if we intercepted it, it was as good as a punt. So
the old arm punt.
They got the break. Now
the
Heinrich
Harburg special. Going for two here as they're going to shovel pass it out to the right side. That play, I saw that on film today. And it's a money play inside the 5 for them. That shovel pass on the right side, Javen Diaz. Really not so much of a shovel pass as it is a chest pass. Yes. Like in basketball.
Yes.
So the 2-point conversion is good. 14-0 Granger. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Big Red Football.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes the Burton Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Burton Panther football, the Big Red find themselves down 14-0 after a 2-yard touchdown run by Chase Edwards. The kickoff is a short
kick again.
Unbelievable, and Granger's
got it again.
Another short high pooch kick, and the return attempt fumbled right into the arms of a Granger Lion. Burton offense will sit on the sideline again.
Wow.
An absolute nightmare start for the Big Red.
Yeah.
And just when you thought it couldn't get any worse.
Virtually the same play. Second verse.
The football gods pile it on.
Yeah.
A little bit worse field position this time. They're at the 33 instead of the 25. So if there is a silver lining to that sequence, that's it. 7:52 left in the first quarter. Granger again trots out the offense. The Burton offensive unit has not seen the field yet, and there's 14 points on the board for the other guys. Edwards will line up in the shotgun. Has one back off to his right hip, two wide outs to the right side. Design quarterback run for Edwards. He's going to bounce it out to the right side. Around the outside is tracked down and dragged to the turf by Gutierrez.
We got a flag over here.
We do have a flag on the near boundary.
And number 8, Brandon Martin.
I'm going to say holding on 73.
Looks like you are correct. We'll see what the white hat has to say. Yep, you were right. So Daryl's 2 for 2 on.
I ever tell you I love being right.
Dude, I tell you, you're right more than you're wrong.
Oh, man. Only been wrong one time in my life.
When was that?
I became a Cowboy fan.
Yeah. I feel you. No, I'm not a Cowboys fan, but yeah, I feel it.
To the 43-yard line.
I don't think that's something you... I don't know. I feel like that's not a choice. I feel like you just were born into that.
Yeah.
So Granger backed up 10 yards. They'll snap it from the 43. Edwards, keep it around the right side, has a big hole. 40, 35, gets the penalty yards back. Picks up 10. So Edwards rights the wrong of the previous play, picks up the penalty yards, plus one.
We got to find some way, somehow, to dig in here and get us a turnover. We can't go down 21 to nothing. We're not explosive enough to, and in this weather condition, that would be tough.
A touchdown here would not. I guess you don't need me to tell you how bad that would be. Edwards designed run again around the left side now, picks up about 4. That'll make it 3rd and about 7 for the Lions.
Edwards going to carry.
Casas on that tackle.
11, Kate Patterson.
Chase Edwards plays both ways. Yeah. Very impressive on the defensive side of the ball, but very impressive runner as a quarterback as well. Again, they're doing this into the wind, into the rain.
Yep.
That is not going to let up anytime soon.
No, sir. Third down here.
Edwards will line up in the gun. 3rd and 6. Snap to him. He's going to pull it back on the RPO. Pass over the middle is dropped. So 4th and 6 coming up. So the first time they go to the air on a legitimate pass play tonight, the tight end was the intended receiver, Thomas Youngblood. And Youngblood
had good coverage on there. He got his hand in there. And now we have to right here. With 4th down, no ifs, ands, or buts. We have to have a stop.
This is an absolute must-get stop here for the Big Red. The last one was as well, but this one already down 2 scores. The first quarter almost over, 5:59 left in the period. Mr. Official, I don't think that towel you're holding is going to do very much good on that football.
It's a thought that counts, big boy.
But by gosh, they're going to try. Edwards back to throw. Here comes the blitz, setting up the screen on the right side, and he dropped it.
All right.
So the pass intended for Valverde was dropped on the screen, a play that has had a lot of success for Granger this year on film. They love that screen. But not to be this time around. And honestly, Daryl, if he hangs on to that, that's probably a touchdown.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got the ball now. We're going to see our offense led by Oates out there for the first time. And hopefully we can answer back here. 5:54 left in this first quarter and cut this lead in half and get a little bit of confidence back, I guess is a word I want to use. Because right now we're kind of down. It's in our head.
So Oaks will go under center. They're going to load the box. Defensively, Will Granger. They're going to hand it off to Gilman, and Gilman spills forward for a gain of about 4.
Tyrone Gilman.
Nice little pickup there by Gilman. Cuts the distance in half. 2nd and 5 coming up for the Big Red Oaks. A really good game manager, quarterback.
Ball to the 34-yard line.
Positive yardage. Positive yardage.
Yes, and even better when he gets to play that slot receiver spot. We'll see if they maybe have a moment to go to Caden Patterson later tonight if that's in the cards. Obviously not going to really have a lot of luck throwing the ball tonight. Yep. Oaks will line up under center now. 11 men in the box for Granger. Oaks awaiting the snap. Hands it off on the trap play right up the gut. No gain. Gilman gets tripped up at the line.
Big number 72.
Number
11. So lucky.
Sorry,
you're right. They got all 11 of them within 6 yards from the line of scrimmage. You can't match up with that.
No, and watching, pay attention. Like, take a look at what the back end of this, what their secondary does on this next play. Because if they've really truly got all 11 guys selling out on the run, you're already down 2 scores.
Yeah,
take a shot.
That's right.
You got the wind at your back. Take a shot.
I mean. You line the tight end up, and you send the tight end straight down the field. Because so. Number two, the safety is 7 yards. Now we jumped offside, legal procedure.
So third and five is going to become third and 10 for the Panther offense after the illegal movement. 4:11 left in the first quarter, 14-0. Clock running. Panthers down two scores, trying to make something happen here. They're going to have a third and long coming up. We've had the clock running here as the they marched it forward. Oh, it was a procedure against. They called Granger for that penalty, so 5 yards and it should be a first down. Yes, it is. So
hey, we'll take that, baby.
So we're 2 for 3 on our penalty assumptions tonight.
And it is enough for a Panther first down.
My clock has been running this entire time. We just lost about a minute of game time, Daryl. So Oaks will get the snap and hands it off around the right side for Bibby, and he's tripped up for a loss of one on the play.
Handoff to number 9.
Michael Salucki again, Malik senior.
Tackled by number 72, Granger, Michael Felucki. Loss of a yard on the play, bring up a second and 11.
Well, 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. Down two scores are the Burton Panthers, trying to find some rhythm offensively. Found themselves in a third and 5. Gifted a first down on a procedure penalty on Granger, now finding themselves at the 38-yard line, their own 38. Oaks will line up under center. Again, with the three backs, Gilman, Bibby's back there. They're going to hand it off to the 18-wheeler on the left side, and that big yellow Granger line swallows him up for a gain of one on the play. So third and 9 is up next for the Panthers.
Bring up about third and 9 for the Burton Panthers.
I mean, what do you do here when the playbook is only a half a page long? There's really not a lot. You got the conditions playing against you. You're down with – you still got a couple guys that are out that are guys that you could rely on to catch the football that aren't out there right now due to injury. So they're going to line up one wide out each way, two in the backfield now as Oaks goes under center, and another stoppage. We'll see. There's a flag on the play. It's going to be a false start, possibly. They're trying to get the game clock stopped. And it looks like the scoreboard's malfunctioning. So it was 1:48 left on the clock when the whistle blew. But waiting to see what the penalty here is. So, with the scoreboard malfunction, I suppose, Daryl, we can just... Not really sure.
They're lined up. They're ready to go.
They're going to line up and play, but the game clock is running. They got to stop and figure out what's going on. So, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and we will line up and play third down and 15. Coming up, you're listening to Big Red Football. We'll be back after this.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
ACL Construction offers general construction and general carpentry for residential new homes and remodels. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, want to give a very special shout out to the Burton Panthers on making the playoffs. Go Big Red!
Well, the refs decide, hey, we can keep time on the field. Doesn't really help the dudes in the broadcast booth, but here we go. We just missed a third down and 12 play that was Drayton Oaks rolling out to the right side to try to find a pass downfield. He had a...
Looking to save money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates, LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how you can save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 till 5 and on Friday, 8 till 1.
I'm Zane Oschenbeck.
I'm Colby Beck.
I'm Keegan Finner.
I'm Chad Schuber.
And we're a part of the Burton Panther football team.
I'm drum major Vivian Lehman.
I'm AB on a triplet.
And I'm Michael Smith.
And we are the Burton Panther Bands.
Ready? Go. Panthers, go. Go, go, G.O. Go. Panthers, go. Go, Panthers.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are. Are you proud to be a Panther? Yes, we are.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Way to go, Panthers. Farmers Mutual Aid Association in Brenham would like to congratulate the Burton Panthers football team on their amazing teamwork this season and wishes you luck in the playoffs. At Farmers Mutual Aid, our game plan is simple. It's to provide you with policies tailored to you to protect your home and property. Team up today with any of our agents. James Stoltz, Stanley Summer, Neil Kahane, James Schulenberg, Stacy Rayling, and Megan Summer. Farmers Mutual Aid Association at 104 West Vulcan, serving our neighbors. Insurance needs since 1895.
Well, we're back here from Rockdale High School, having technical difficulties, death and taxes. The end of the first quarter ends with a third down and seven pass attempt going incomplete for Granger. It'll be Edwards, they're going to punt it away here on fourth down and seven, and the punt will sail out of bounds on the near sideline at about the 28-yard line.
Punt goes out of bounds.
So, just underway here in the second quarter as Burton will take the football at the about the 28-yard line.
And looks like the clock is working again.
Still 14-0 with the entire second quarter to come here as we just are now underway in quarter number two. The Burton offense will trot out onto the field. Well, Darryl, a pretty one of those, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong first quarters for the Panthers, but it's a new period.
New quarter. Now, you know, we're only down 14 and stuff. It's early. We just got to get a drive right here where we're going. Oh, a bad snap.
And a bad snap. Gilman's going to have to
Patterson
fall on it. That should be a late hit, and it is, though.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
So Caden Patterson scoops up the football on the bad snap, goes to a knee, and gets leveled. And it's going to wind up being a late hit penalty that'll actually go to benefit the Big Red here. They're going to get that lost yardage back and maybe then some here. We'll see.
Yeah, they should tack 15 on here real easy.
It wasn't like it was a malicious thing, I don't think. I think it was one of those where he couldn't peel off of him at the last second and ended up.
He's probably going to say he slipped.
I mean, that's what I'd say.
I mean, wet turf, you know.
You never mean to run somebody over after the whistle. Maybe it was an accident.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
One of those little accident kind of deals. So they are going to move the sticks.
We'll take that, buddy. We need this positive. We need to drive right here and let's score.
We'll see what Burton can come up with offensively. Again, very limited in what they're able to do in terms of, you know, not a lot of deep threats down the field in the passing game. The conditions are not really good for that in the first place, so what else are you going to do? You got to line up and run the football. First and 10 from the 33-yard line for the Big Red.
Got Oates back under center.
Oates will be in at quarterback, one wide out each way. Hand off to Gilman around the right side. Gilman to the 35, got a penalty marker down. This one's probably coming back for a hold as Gilman squirts ahead for about six.
Yeah, he threw that flag right at Schulte.
They're probably going to get Dimitri Schulte for the grab.
Yeah, on big number 73.
Very sloppy game so far tonight. A lot of penalties, a lot of fumbles, a lot of technical issues on everyone's end.
It's got to be the rain, the norther. That's what we're going to blame it on, big boy.
Blame the rain.
That's it.
See, we have two fouls on Burton. Holding was declined, and the chop block was accepted on Burton.
So they got him for a hold and a chop block.
Yeah.
As we wait for the call.
Back that 15 back up to where we were a while ago.
Well, the only difference this time around, buddy, is that first down, that line to gain, is about 30 yards downfield now.
We just
and about 23, so
we need to get the corner here. Some way, somehow, we got to loosen them up from stacking this box. But you know, in this part of the field, it'd be real gutsy to try to throw something. But you know, why not?
Might as well. What do you got to lose? It's let's play off football, kids. Oaks will line up under center, one wide out to the top. Oaks gets the snap, turns, hands it off. Gilman right up the middle and stuck at the line. Or Tyrone, he spun out of it.
They blew the whistle already.
Stopped his forward progress, but Tyrone wasn't going down. No gain on the play. Second down and 25.
Gain of about 2 yards on the play.
It's a tough man to bring down,
yes.
Darryl.
Yeah, one man's not going to bring him. He was dragging number five, their quarterback, Edwards, when he spun out of that like a sled.
I love watching Tyrone run the football. It's just dominant contact every time he gets the rock, man.
Yes.
He just lowers the shoulder, does not care who's in front of him.
No.
Going to miss watching that.
Yes, sir. He's going to try to punish him.
So Oaks under center, one wide out to the bottom now as Drayton gets the snap, hands it off. Bibby around the right side, had a hole for a second, but then gets wrapped up and dropped for after a gain of about one. Third down and 24 on the way. 9:52 and counting here in the first half. 14-0 your score as the Panthers lead or trail the Granger Lions in this playoff football matchup. Granger got their first points on the opening kickoff, taking it all the way back to the house. And on the ensuing kickoff, back to the Panthers, a fumble on the kickoff, bounced right into the arms of an awaiting Granger Lion, and then drove it down the field and scored on the ensuing kickoff. The next one, this is almost like a rinse and repeat. And now the Panthers have it in their own territory. Third down and a country mile. They're going to run a reverse now all the way around the right side, and nothing doing there for Griffin. So Griffin tried to get the corner, and that Lion defense was all over it. And it's going to be fourth down at about 28.
Number five, Chase Edwards.
I don't want to kick this one away if you can. It's going to be into the wind.
Lost on the play, brings up fourth and long for the Burt Panthers. Looks like it's about fourth and 29 for the Burt Panthers.
Ells is going to be doing the punting.
So Weston Ells will put the right foot to work.
Houston Hody doing the snapping.
He'll stand at about his own 2-yard line in the shadow of his own end zone as Weston Ells will try to kick this thing into a very stiff headwind.
Javon Diaz, number three.
So Javon Diaz will stand at the 45. The punt is high but very short. Bounce at the 30. Takes a Granger roll and is downed at the 30. So excellent field position coming up here for the Lions. We'll take a 60-second break and be back right after this. This is Big Red Football.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication provided throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment to encourage the community to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football playoff season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's By and By next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Well, shout out to Rockdale High School for hooking up the press box with the Pizza Hut. That was clutch.
How about that pepperoni?
Big thanks to them. So second down and 10 coming up. First down pass incomplete by Edwards. They're going to snap it back to him. He's going to hand it off around the right side. This run from Jolly.
Nice tackle by number 12, Young.
We're going to get the tight end on the pitch around the right side. Jet Jolly, what a great name. That's first team all football name right there.
Absolutely.
Tackle by host of Panthers.
Third down and 9 on the way for this Lion offense. And, Darrell, I'll tell you what, after that scoring explosion that was the first couple plays of the game, this one's kind of slowed down a bit.
Yeah, kind of settled down, and that's good for us. This is right here. I said a while ago, big play, third down and 9. They're going to go 2 plays to try to get it being here.
They're going to try to hand it off around the left side.
Nothing doing.
For Diaz, and nothing doing there. This big red defense has tightened up considerably in the last couple of possessions, but still losing the field position battle as they are backed up in the shadow of their own end zone here.
Nice tackle over there, number 13, Unger.
Well, that's one thing that you know you're not going to see tonight. You're not going to see that. You're not going to see that red team quit.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
A bit of a conversation happening out on the field. Not really sure what the stoppage is for. Might have been for.
I believe they're fixing to use their timeout here. The play clock's down to 5.
Letting the clock run and a timeout on the field. So we'll take it with them as the Granger Lions will call timeout, and we'll take it as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Big Red Football.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Uncle Ted taking us out of the timeout. 6:32 to go in the first half. 14-0 Granger with the lead and the football. Crucial 4th and 9 coming. Man, that Pizza Hut went hard, Darrell.
It's good.
It's so good.
About 3 more pieces worth ought to make tonight, buddy.
Oh, it's just that was the move. All right, 4th and 9 for Granger. Burton needs a stop.
Come on, Red.
In the worst way. Edwards will line up in the gun. 2 wideouts. To the bottom of your screen, 1 to the top.
Come out of it.
Got enough guys out there. We got to get that other guy run out there. All right, now 3 receivers to the bottom. Here's Edwards in the gun. Gets the 4th and 9 snap. Back to throw, looking over the middle. Has a man. Pulls it down. Throws it deep towards the end zone. Passes well short.
Atta baby.
That'll be a turnover on downs, and the Panthers will take over at the 30-yard line.
Good job, Red.
Great job defensively by the Big Red. Weather the storm. I get the ball back.
Let's go, guys. Let's mount a drive here. I'll bust a big one.
Like we said, not even remotely close to over.
No, by any stretch
of the imagination. No. So if you tuned out, first of all, you're not hearing this. But if you tuned out and then you wake up tomorrow and find out that Burton won, ha-ha,
yeah.
That's what you get for tuning out. That's what I always tell people when they leave Memorial Stadium early. No, don't leave yet. So Drake Noakes will line up under center. They're going to hand it off right up the middle for Gilman. Gilman has a bit of a hole to the
35,
30, to the 45, across midfield. Tyrone Gilman to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. One man to beat. Can he do it? To the 20, 15. The ball is out, fumbled into the end zone, and it goes out of bounds. So that should be, it's going to be a turnover. It'll be a touchback.
Tyrone Gilman.
Gilman had it punched out at the last second.
Oh, my.
So that should be a touchback, and it'll end up being Granger football. So,
but did it go outside the backside of the end zone?
No, it got into the end zone, and then it fell out on the near boundary in the end zone. So it didn't go through. It will be Granger football, I believe. No, they're going to say it's Burton's. They're going to call it. Did he maybe step on the sideline before the fumble? No, it is a touchback, yeah. So, Gilman breaks one. Tyrone got off to the races. And then had a bit of a... It was hard to tell, Daryl, if he lost it, just if it just scored it out of his hand or if it got punched out.
It got punched out by the Granger one.
So, basically, a glorified leg punt.
Yeah.
You know how the arm punt, you know, the it's like that. It's a leg punt, but without actually kicking it.
Okay, I'm learning.
See,
it's a Nebraska thing?
No,
did in Nebraska?
No, we just do the fumbling part.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dallas does too. We throw interceptions.
Hey, we do that too. Thanks, Heine. All right, here's Edwards out of the gun on the screen. Boy, they hit that screen tonight, Daryl. That's six. There is not a lot of...
Hey, give our guys credit. They put a lot of pressure on him early.
They do. And that was one thing, watching the Granger film. They love that screen game a lot, and it works against really slow teams. But
yep.
I was like, you get a little more speed out of this Burton bunch, and, yep. and they've got that speed up front to a certain extent. It might cause some problems for them.
Yep.
But, man, they've been really, really open. Lots of green grass in front of them. But
come on, Red. We need a turnover right here.
Thank the Lord for a wet football.
Yes, sir.
Second and 10, Edwards in the gun. One back off his left hip, three wideouts to the top. They get to Edwards. He's going to keep it around the left side.
Nice.
Wrapped up, and maybe a fumble. No, but he is dropped. Ooh, he is thrown to the turf. Tyrone Gilman is an angry, angry man right now.
Yes, nice. What a play.
Gilman is not happy about the fumble. Taking it out on the quarterback, and hopefully Edwards is all right. But
hey, one more time here, boys. That was close to a turnover.
He just about. You could see that ball floating around in his arms.
Close to getting that break. We need it.
So it does go down to the books as a sack for Gilman. Got to love the old Big Mac sack action from Tyrone.
That's it.
People here have no idea what that means, and that's all right with me. Gilman.
Delay.
Are they going to get him for offside, maybe? I don't know. I didn't think it was a false start. That's one of those deals where you're saved by the flag. So the snap was bad, in case you couldn't hear us almost dying. We were very excited.
We're all getting too excited there.
Isaac Lizardo had the snap go over his head. It was a direct snap to him, the running back. It went over his head, but...
13-yard line.
Hey, they keep backing up, and we're going to get this turnover right here.
The 5-yard offside penalty. Works out if you're Granger. That's what you want. Edwards will line up.
Another
bad snap in. Gilman is there to bring him down as that was Lizardo able to jump on it at the last second, but Tyrone was there in a hurry. Drags him to the deck, and it's fourth down and, well, it's about 26. Ball's at the 5.
You can say what you want to say, Country Mile.
Country Mile, Shouts out to the boy Austin Jacobson back home in the Great White North.
Come on up a little bit, Patterson. Feel this here kick, and let's take this back to the house.
So the freshman, number 11, Caden Patterson, stands at the 40-yard line to get the punt out of the end zone. Edwards will boot it away. It's a low line drive kick. Patterson lets it go over his head, and it takes a huge Granger roll. Patterson, get away from it. You were exactly right.
Oh, my.
He's a smart kid, but there's still a freshman next to that name on the roster. So Patterson let that one bounce over his head. Probably the right move. It would have been a tough ball to go up and get. He would have probably not come down with it. But nonetheless, a really good punt from Edwards.
All the breaks this first half. If we get out of here...
Well, there is 4:20 left in the first half here from... Rockdale High School as the Burton Panthers take over on offense from the 35, their own 35. Drayton Oaks will command the offense. They'll break the huddle with their loaded formation here. Everybody in the box. See everybody in one shot. Real easy if you're the cameraman. Gilman around the left side. Gilman tries to cut it back to the middle, and after a gain of about three, is wrapped up.
18, Tyrone Gilman. Tackled by number one, Jose Valverde.
4:09 and counting left here in the first half.
And number eight, Stephen Rogers.
Halftime coming up, also known as pizza demolition time here from the broadcast booth.
Second and six for the
Burton Packers. Atta
boy. I mean, it's torture, man. Yeah. I mean, you smell it, and you're like, ah, yeah, how many pieces can you eat in a 60-second timeout? Three quarters of one. We found out. We did the math. It's only about three quarters of a piece. Oaks will line up under center. Second down and six. Ball is at the 39. Or 38. Oaks gets the snap. Handoff on the trap play up the middle to Gilman. Gilman busts through the line for a gain of about a yard and a half, maybe two. But just joining us, Burton started out with a couple of probably the worst breaks you could get to start a football game. You have the opening kickoff return for a touchdown, followed up by fumbling the catch on the ensuing kickoff, giving excellent field position to Granger, and they were able to capitalize, putting 14 on the board. But Burton has steadied up and bowed up in a big way here in the second half of this first half. Here's Gilman on the carry right up the middle. Is it enough for the first down?
Move them chains.
Sure looked like it.
So, yes, sir.
Tyrone doing 18-wheeler things, able to get the chains moving.
250 in running in this second quarter.
I think if you're Burton here, you got to keep in mind as well, you're going to receive that second half kickoff. So,
well, it'd be sweet to find a way to pop this monkey. We got three timeouts left, too.
So three timeouts, not a lot of urgency and hurry in this offense here.
Oh, we've never done that.
With the time running off the clock, Oaks gets the snap. Pitch player on the right side. Bibby's got it up to the 45, trying to get to midfield. Just a couple of yards short. Give him two on the play. Malik Bibby on the carry. So Malik Bibby, a guy who we had a lot of really nice production from in the last half of this season, has really come on.
Freshman run hard, too.
Yeah.
He hits the hole hard. It just, you know, as our broken record is going.
He's one of those lick the stamp and send it kind of dudes.
They got 11 men within 6 yards of the line of scrimmage, and it's just hard to get around that.
Run into somebody. Yeah. Run them over. Run through. Like Marshawn Lynch said something about that one time. I can't say on the air. Here's Oaks under center, second and eight. Get the trap play over to Gilman. He's going to grab a gear and try to cross midfield. Does just that by maybe a half inch. Third down and six.
Gain of about 2 yards. Brings the ball to midfield.
We got a 1:29 left here in this first half. 14-0. Granger with the lead. Burton driving. The rain looks like still coming down. Maybe not as heavy as it was earlier, but...
Yep, not as hard as it was.
It is still quite moist. I'm telling you, bro, that towel is not doing you any good. You're going to have to get, like, a new one and then another one. So 69 seconds left here in the first half. Ball's at midfield. Burton will break the huddle with 15 on the play clock. Third down and six. Oaks under center. Gilman in the backfield along with Griffin and Bibby. Trap play up the middle to Gilman. No, Oaks keeps it around the right side, or the left side, rather, and squirts ahead and moves the chains. What a great second effort from Drayton Oaks. He was spun down short of the line to gain, but kept his feet under him and was able to rocket forward for that extra half yard to move the sticks.
We got timeout here.
So a timeout on the field. We'll take it with him. 44 seconds left in the first half. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Big Red Football.
When the temperature drops, that doesn't mean the fun should stop at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Join an aqua cardio or waterworks fitness class Mondays through Fridays. Interested in working at BBAC in the summer? Lifeguard training will be held November 20th through the 22nd, starting at 9. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun, starting November 20th through the 22nd. Daily admission is required, $4 a day or $10 for the whole week. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store.
When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Eat your heart out, Joey Chestnut. Daryl Kiki and I just murdered two pieces of pizza in that timeout, my friend.
It ain't got nothing on us.
No, sir. No, sir.
Nothing.
44 seconds left in this first half. First and 10, ball's at the 43. Burton crossing midfield. We got Caden Patterson at quarterback. Fumbles the snap, picks it up, and is wrapped up and dropped. Ball came out at the end of the play, but they're going to say he was down. So Caden comes in. Kind of a weird spot.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
We called timeout.
They did call timeout. Okay. So a timeout on the field. We'll take another one. We'll take 30 seconds to be back. This is Big Red Football.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
2nd down and 14. Daryl Kiki and Dean Erickson with you tonight from Rockdale High School. It's playoff football. Caden Patterson back in there at quarterback with a spread formation. Three wideouts to the right, one to the left. Gilman off the left hip of Patterson. 2nd and 13. Patterson back to throw, looking for a man in the flat. Doesn't have him. Pulls it down, looking to throw downfield over the middle. Oh. Pass intercepted. Or no, he dropped it. Oh, oof.
No,
right at the last second. That was nearly an interception.
He got it.
He did get it.
Number 8 picked it
off. I could
have
swore it looked like that ball hit the ground, but call me crazy. 29 seconds left in the half. Patterson throws a pick.
It's all right. The pepperoni's in your eye.
Yeah.
We'll blame it on the pepperoni.
Was it the cheese? Was it the pepperoni? It was the Parmesan and the chili flakes.
29 seconds left. Think they're going to take a shot?
I mean, absolutely you take a shot here if you're Granger. They're going to have Edwards in the gun. Tight formation. Shotgun look here for Edwards. Sends a man in motion. He drops the snap. Design quarterback run. Drops it again. The ball's still on the ground. Can pick it up and run it in here. Come on. The ball is still loose. Little squirt potato action over.
Gilman got it.
Gilman picked it up.
Gilman scored.
5 touchdown, Tyrone Gilman. Hello, 18-wheeler.
Gee.
I don't even know what just happened.
They kicked it around like a soccer ball, but we'll take that touchdown.
That was the craziest sequence of events I've ever seen in the history of high school football, and I've only seen 11 years of it. But holy cow, Daryl, that was...
Yes.
That was insane. The ball squirting around.
It's like they're playing hot potato. But
nobody wanted to pick it up. The squirt potato. That's what we're going to call it. That just feels weird to say.
Hey, man, how?
15 seconds left in the first half, and Burton gets the break to end all breaks. What a break,
yes,
my friend.
That's what I'm talking about.
So it was a fumbled snap, which was recovered by Edwards, and then he tried to run with it, got hit, ball came out again, and then everybody and their mom tried to jump on it, but it was Tyrone Gilman coming from the other side of the play to scoop it up and send it to the house.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And we get the ball starting the third quarter.
Rust in peace headphone users, yes, too, by the way. So...
Hey.
I don't apologize. That was exciting.
Yes. We need to nail this extra point. We cut it in half.
They probably, I don't know, man. You go for two here, you're kicking into the wind.
No.
And well, Schulte got that leg on him. We'll see if he can punch it through. Yeah, big 75 got the soccer skills up to par here. If he can punch it through, Oaks will hold it. So Schulte... They're going to try something weird. I'll bet they fake this, go for two. Why not? Do something crazy. It's the playoffs, baby. Schulte with the extra point. Kick is up, and it is good.
Yeah,
you shut me up. 15 seconds left in the half. We'll be back for the kickoff. Burton scores on a fumble recovery by Tyrone Gilman. We're back in 60 for the kickoff on KWHI.
The Kiki family, Daryl, Katie, and Trent are excited to see all the Panther football players on the field again this season. The Kikis would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. All of Burton is proud of you. Join the Kikis in their support of Burton High School, the Panthers football team, and all of the Burton Panther athletes. Go Panthers for another winning season.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Now what are we going to do?
We got the Sweet Caroline bringing us out of the timeout. That's how it is. That is what that song is, right?
That is.
Oh, good stuff, good stuff.
You want to start singing it since you're a musician?
Man.
Go on and give them a little bit.
Man, any song but that one.
Come on.
If he'd come back with LaGrange, I'd have been like, ha, ha, you know, got to get him with the Billy. All right, so Schulte will kick it off here after Burton scores on the Tyrone Gilman fumble recovery. Schulte pooch kicks it. Short kick, fielded at the 36, 14 seconds left in the half. Well, we kind of talked about, do you take a shot here? I think now is probably the time to go ahead and take that bad boy to a knee and get to the locker room.
Yeah, you take your lucky first half and get out of here and everything.
That luck kind of ran out in the first half. Boy, Daryl, this thing was looking like it was going to be a long night for the first 17 seconds of the ball game.
Yeah,
but Burton weathers the storm, and that's what well-coached teams do. They're gonna be able to deal with it.
Absolutely.
Edwards will, in fact, go to a knee. That'll take us to the break. At the half, Granger leads Burton 14-7 in playoff football action. This is Big Red Football. Back in 2 minutes.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day. Be the best. Right now, try their new Bush Baby Chicken Sandwich. Chicken tenders and pickles served with a special sauce on a King Hawaiian bun. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Stop at Bush's Chicken at Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Call in your orders at 979-836-1800.
I'm Zane Oschenbeck.
I'm Colby Beck.
I'm Keegan Finner.
I'm Chad Schuber.
And we're a part of the Burton Panther football team.
I'm drum major Vivian Lehman.
I'm AB on a triplet.
And I'm Michael Smith.
And we are the Burton Panther Bands.
Ready? Go. Panthers, go. Go, go, G-O. Go. Panthers, go. Go, Panthers.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
KWHI AM and K269 GU FM, Brenham.
And that's where we are, friends. It is halftime from Rockdale High School tonight. And what an interesting beginning to the ball game in all the worst possible ways for the Burton Panthers. And then a very interesting closure to the first half in all the best ways for the Burton Panthers. We went from, we pretty much hit all levels of fandom in that whole, the entire spectrum. Extreme depression, anger, acceptance, and then eventually
joy.
Blissful joy watching Tyrone Gilman house call one.
It's kind of like the Western movie, Good, Bad, and Ugly.
Yes.
But we did it in reverse.
Mm.
Ugly. Bad.
Good.
Good. So, you know, we're going to have a pretty good one right
there. That's pretty good, man. And
stuff. But, you know, Clint would just spit in their forehead. That's kind of what we did right here at the right before half. And now the good, we get the second half kickoff. You know, we go down and score, and guess what? Tie ball game.
Tie ball game, my friend. Well, pending an extra point, which, by the way, shouts out to the boy Schulte for booting that
strong
bad boy through. That was clutch going into the breeze. And I say breeze very,
strongly.
Guess, sarcastically, because you can't tell by where we're at. Let me turn the mic up, maybe.
But look at the flags,
you can
though,
hear the,
cowboy.
You can hear the wind. You see the flags are laid out straight.
Yeah.
You can see all 50 stars and 13 bars on that bad boy pointing up to the south. So
that's right.
It's very cold out there too, from what I've been told.
Yeah, you know, once again, pizza, talking trash, and in the warm.
Yes,
life
sir.
Is good, big
yes,
dog.
Yes, sir. Life is good. It's especially good if you're a Burton Panther fan, hearing the end of that first half. A very, very eventful first half for the Big Red, but they were able to weather the storm. It was looking like it was going to get out of hand and stay that way fast in this one. The opening kickoff goes all the way back to the crib for Granger, and then right after that we fumble the ensuing kickoff, give them the best field position they've had all night, ball at the 15-yard line, again, right back to the house, another touchdown, fumble another kickoff, and just when you think it can't get any worse, a couple of very timely penalties and a couple of really nice TFLs by that Burton defense really bailed them out.
Yeah, you know, when you play that bad of, I'm not going to say play that bad, I guess I should rephrase that, to have that bad of luck and still only be 14 down, to looking like you're going to go into halftime 14 down just that fast. Granger lays the ball on the turf. We're playing rugby for a while, or soccer, whatever you want to call it. You cover it there, big dog.
I don't know what that was, but it was funny.
But Tyrone picks it up, takes it to the house, and Schulte adds that extra point. And here we are, just a touchdown down with two quarters to go.
And a whole second half to go, my friends. We're going to take another break here on the Halftime Show. This is Postseason Football, Big Red Football, KWHI.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
Registration is now open for winter and spring classes at Blinn College. This year's winter mini-mester begins December 19th, allowing you to earn college credit in just 3 weeks. Mini-mester courses are available online and transfer to the state's leading universities, and eligible Washington County residents can have up to $1,000 in tuition costs covered with the Washington County Scholarship. To register for classes and learn more about scholarship opportunities, visit blinn.edu or email us at blinnbound@blinn.edu.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabri Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Raley.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
That's what he was doing. Yeah, Rick Roll. Halftime on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. 14-7 your score. Granger leads Burton in this one. A tale of both ends of the luck spectrum, my friend. The worst luck followed by the best luck. Really eventful first half.
Absolutely. I mean, it really wasn't that dry of a game. We had action on both sides. We thought we might see Granger go a little faster tempo, but I think the weather conditions have shut that down for them, which is a positive for us. We just got to come out with a way to figure out something to open up and get them away from being
all
11 men in a box, 6 yards. You know, they tried to change it up with Patterson back there. Freshman or not, he dropped both snaps. So I guess the confidence level, not only in the coaching staff, but in Patterson's mind, is a little shaky. But you got to give the young man a try, because in order for us to bust anything big, we have to back them up some way, somehow.
Well, there's an old, what do they always say about, like, doing something a certain way for a long time and expecting a different result eventually is just insanity, right? So we just keep doing the same thing over and over that's not working. Eventually, you're going to have to switch it up, and that's exactly what you're saying. Bring the freshman in, Patterson. Who knows? I mean, defensively, they'll probably see him back there, and just that's an automatic shift if you see a different guy. So like, well, what's this guy? You go back in the film, like, oh, he's the guy that runs there. He's got an arm. You know, they're immediately going to perk up and go.
Yes.
It might not even be a bad idea to let Bro get in there and run the plays with, like, the trap plays with Gilman that Oaks has been running. You know, you have to make him be honest, because I mean, Drayton had a really good keep on one of those on one of those read options where he just kept it. It was probably their one of maybe two 5 yard plus plays in the first half.
But at the same time, we've been running the ball like this, handing the ball off with 11 men in the box all year. It's nothing new to the guys up front. We're confident in it as a coaching staff. They've had great success this last half of the season. And, you
if
know,
they ain't broke, don't fix
it. You don't really change and stuff when you get to the playoffs. We used to laugh when we coached All-Stars. You'd get these kids make All-Stars. Well, they go out and buy a new bat or a new glove. You know, you've been using this bat the whole season. But you make All-Stars, I got to get a new bat so I can hit. No, you're sitting here and you're lining up half to half with these guys. May the best man win up front. You still got to block them. And, you know.
That's usually my excuse to buy a new guitar.
Yeah.
I'm playing College Station the first time. Better go buy a new one.
That's right. Better get some maroon, right?
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they told me. Is that I better get a maroon one. I says, man, I only black and white, man. Black.
But, you know, the positive about your guitar
is
you got the cowboy sticker in the middle.
This is true.
And stuff. That's why that thing, you know, like it or not, we're going to go back to the 90s where we were Super Bowl champions.
Yep.
Three.
I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. If your NFL team gets to go back to the 90s and my college football team gets to go back to the 90s.
Hey, if I could pick one thing and we go back to the 90s that we were a good team, I tell my friends all the time, you haven't seen a good team, Dallas team.
Yeah.
It was back in the 90s, it was were you going to, it was, how much were you going to win the game by? It wasn't, were you going to win? Now, how many interceptions are we going to throw? Are we going to step out of bounds on the 2-yard line instead of punching it in that we only needed a field goal to win?
So do you guys,
do I sound sour?
Do you guys field punts inside the 5-yard line too?
Yes.
We do too.
You know, life is good. Hell, we won 3 Super Bowls. Some teams have never even sniffed hardly a playoff game. A little bit down the road to the south, not saying any names.
And I'll tell you what, if there was a way I could go back to the 90s, I'd do. It'd be a hard decision. Say I go back to the 90s and only do one thing. It would be a toss-up between telling Tom Osborne, don't let them fire Frank, or preventing my parents from meeting. I haven't really decided which one I wanted to go with.
Hey, Mom's listening, so you better rephrase that there.
Oh, she's in bed. I was joking around with him last night. I was just like, I would sue you guys if I could. No, I'm just kidding. We're gonna take a break here on halftime. It's time to get some more pizza. The score at the half, 14-7 in favor of Granger. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Larry Pavitt Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll know you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Pavitt Construction. Call for an estimate today at 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann congratulate the Burton football team on a great season. They're proud to support the Burton Panthers in the playoffs and thank the players, coaches, and parents for all their hard work this football season. Larry Pavitt Construction says, go Panthers!
Go fight win Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication provided throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment to encourage the community to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football playoff season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham is excited to announce extensibility. With Tradewinds' new stretching program, they can help improve your flexibility, range of motion, balance, circulation, and blood flow, as well as improving your physical performance, symptomatic pain, and preventing injuries. Schedule your one-on-one stretching sessions. Don't wait to receive the care you deserve. Visit Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info. Cash discounts and most major insurance accepted.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With 3 locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Halftime show rolling on. Dean Erickson, Daryl Kiki hanging out with you tonight in Rockdale from Rockdale High School, high atop the press box here tonight, full of pizza, full of laughs, and full of fun, my friend.
That's right. We got another Cowboy fan set beside us, coach for Rockdale. They take on, he's just telling us, number one, Columbus, Tamara, and Bastrop, and we wish them the best of luck. Very nice to us up here, and you know, the pizza and the drinks and very, very nice complex here, the field. You know, being selfish, I'm can't wait for next year. We got the goal post up in Burton.
Yes, sir.
The tracks around it. I'm sure we're getting close to the turf next. And, you know, very exciting times in Burton. And
it's a great time to be a Panther. But let's there are other Panthers playing football today. I figured we'd update our friends listening in Washington County on what's going on in this. It looks like an absolute dumpster fire of a Thursday night football game in the NFL. Carolina leads Chicago 10-3 with 6:44 left in the first half.
That's a real entertaining game.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. That's like watching cars rust. I mean, I've seen paint dry more entertaining than the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Shout out Austin Jacobson, my good friend from back home, diehard Panther fan.
It's just, you know, you never know. You take a gamble when you draft and everything. And, you know, everybody felt young coming out of Alabama, more polished and a winner and stuff. But, you know,
Turns out C.J. Stroud was the move.
Yeah.
I was saying that, too, like, beforehand. Like, we got a Texans fan at the station. Me and him were talking about it. And I was like, dude, you're not, like, you don't know who y'all got. I mean, I watched C.J. Stroud do it in person in Lincoln, Nebraska. And this dude makes everybody look stupid.
Yeah.
He is so talented. He slows the game down. I mean, he's going to be a dude in the NFL.
Yeah, he's solid. They're surrounding him. They built from the offensive line to protect him. And that's what good teams do. You got to win the battle up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Just as long as he stays away from my Chiefs.
Yeah, your Chiefs don't look too good neither, right?
No, we don't.
Right now, I'm telling you, if you want to be a team jumper, you ought to jump on that Cincinnati Bingo bandwagon right now. Because Smoking Joe is right now. Yeah. He is lighting the cigar up.
Yeah, they were calling it Burrowhead Stadium for a while, and then last year happened. And how'd that work out for you?
Yeah, but
Joey,
you know,
nah, he's a great dude. You know, they say that Joe Burrow wanted to go to Nebraska. That's like a rumor that might have been a thing.
Yeah,
no,
just didn't have enough money in Nebraska or what?
Oh, gosh,
just saying,
no.
Big dog.
No, that's like an inside joke back home where everybody's just like, because like the announcers on TV would never stop talking about it.
Yeah,
and be like, oh, he wanted to go there, but they're like, you're not good enough, and we're like, we never said that. Like, we never said he wasn't good enough to play for us. Pretty sure my dog would have been good enough to play for us whenever he was looking to transfer. But I can tell you right now, if he'd have came to Lincoln, he would not be Joe Burrow.
No.
Got to have an offensive line to, you know, keep your knees from becoming pulled pork. So, luckily, he went where he went, and very happy for him. He is a legacy, so still a lot of love for the Burrows.
Yeah, he's a really good quarterback, a leader, and
great dude.
You know, yeah, he had his bad games early, but, you know, make a whine because he was hurt, a little banged up. You know, you lose a half a step in the NFL, and you are not going to sit there and be able to make the plays. All of those guys are good. And so you have to be 110, and every play you have to be 110. And we got the Big Red back out here dancing. They gotta be feeling good.
I forgot we were playing football. These half times are just
we
forever.
Still got seven more minutes to come up with something else to talk about.
So we'll be back next month for the second half. Here we'll take another break. This is Big Red Football. Back in 2 minutes.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
ACL Construction offers general construction and general carpentry for residential new homes and remodels. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, want to give a very special shout out to the Burton Panthers on making the playoffs. Go Big Red!
Wayne Clarence and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to cheer on the Burton Panthers football team during the playoff season. They are proud of the dedication and commitment the Panthers have put into this season. They are thrilled to cheer them on in the postseason. Good luck, Panthers! Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
All right, my name that tune, knowledge has run out. I don't got it, my friends. Anyway, we're closing in on the start of the second half from Rockdale High School. It's Dean Erickson and Daryl Kiki with you tonight for some Burton Panther football. Daryl, 14-7 score at the half. The Panthers trail, but they do receive the second half kickoff.
Yeah, got to be feeling good and a more upbeat. I'm sure Coach Hody had a really fiery speech in there, but at the same time, he said, look, we weathered the storm. We couldn't have played no worse and had no badder luck than they had the first two possessions, and we're only a touchdown behind.
That's a big deal when you can walk out. And
yes, there, you know, Granger laid the ball on the turf right before half, gave us the break we needed. It's still raining, so more balls are going to be on the turf. It's in their head just like it was in ours. So everything is pretty much even. We're just seven down, two quarters to go, though.
Scoreboard. Yeah, I mean, it's a clean scoreboard right now for the Burton Panthers as they begin their warm-ups here for the second half. About, I'd say, probably 5 minutes away from kickoff here for the second half of action in this playoff football game tonight. Attention football fans, football fanatics, don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of Texas football history where dreams are realized, legends are born, and where unforgettable moments unfold before your very eyes. Mark your calendars for the UIL State Football Championships December 13th through the 16th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, where the best teams from 6-man to 6A leave it all on the field in the hopes of being named champion. For the latest updates and ticket information, head over to UILTexas.org/football. Again, that's UILTexas.org/football.
Nice job.
Thank you. I was rehearsing in the truck on the way over.
I see that.
It's like looking at myself in the mirror reading that. Like, you can do it, man. Deliver the lines.
You know, the challenge for the next time you do it.
See how fast I can do it?
Don't really want to see the papers up there.
Oh, see, there it is. Yeah, I got to memorize it. Yeah. Yeah, there's a few of those things. That's one of the nightmares of broadcasting is being asleep at night and having dreams about sponsor billboards. You're just like, ugh, I shouldn't know this. But it's 14-7, your halftime score. Granger and Burton doing battle tonight on a wet field here in Rockdale. Let's take a peek at the radar just for kicks and giggles here and see what to expect as we look up towards the lights. Okay, so the Midwesterner in me was like, tornado sirens? Did you hear that? It was a song.
No tornado coming yet.
Not yet. As much as I miss seeing them from time to time. All right, so we do have a pretty big cell that's north of the field right now in Cameron, as my radar takes a month and a half to update. So that cell moving to the northeast, probably not going to affect us here, but there is a bit of a of action to the southwest of two cells beginning to merge between Taylor and Thorndale that's going to make its way up the highway and into Rockdale. So it's going to be a very wet second half. But this one, a little bit different. On my radar, it's showing some lightning in there.
Uh-oh. So we do not want lightning.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
And stuff, because
I've got a bedtime.
Well, you know, with this time change, what is it right now?
It's
8:24. Really 9:24 if you really wanted to keep the right time.
Yep.
So
I don't even know why we do that anymore. I mean, let's just...
just leave it.
Can we just leave it be?
Not like this, though, because we need the light
in the afternoon. Yeah, we need the other way.
Yes.
Yeah, we like the other way.
Because some people who have animals would like to see them in the daylight at night instead of in the morning in the dark and at night in the dark.
You know what's funny to me? Is like I genuinely ask myself, like, okay, who would be mad if we just stayed the good way? You know, is it something like in the universe, like, is just like thrown off kilter, like if we stay that way permanently, like we'll have to add like an extra month to the calendar keep the time a certain way? Like, well, it's not like we're gonna have to be like, well, the 13th month is like Rectober, like whatever. Like, no, it's just time. We make it up. We invented it. Like,
would I get mad or fussed at if I say probably people in California?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's got to be them.
It has to be and stuff. Let's leave it this next when we vote this next time, and that'll be my challenge to you.
Yeah.
Get that on the ballot next time, and we could win that.
Oh yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
But there's
always going to be people that are going to be like, no, you know, I don't want to do it because somebody else wants it, and I like to be a contrarian.
I mean, me and you probably could get on that Republican ticket yet if you want to.
Hey, we got time. Dude, we would murder in the debates.
Yeah,
they don't stand a chance.
No, I mean, nobody could even say that Comedy Central here would not have a chance. We could drive a big bus, you know.
Oh,
you could get a bus like Madden Hat.
That'd be awesome.
And everything, and could put our name, D&D Dynamite.
The D&D Express coming to a town near you,
yes,
running for president.
And we're going to, only our deal is that we keep the time back like it was.
We're gonna fire everybody in Congress.
Yes.
And then we're going to
take
the time back the way it should be.
And then we're going to make Burton a state.
Yeah.
And
Burton a state.
We'd be number 52.
The National Republic of Burton, Texas, coming
it.
To you.
That's
and,
it.
Oh, Burton, it wouldn't, yeah. So.
Hey, here we go, second half.
Oh,
enough,
finally.
Enough of not being.
Finally, we can play football.
Yeah,
All right.
We've been too serious here lately. So
I think I aged a month in that halftime. Here we go, kick it off for... Granger will kick it to Burton. You've got the 18-wheeler, Gilman, and Patterson, the freshman, back deep to receive the kickoff. It's a short, high kick, a pooch kick, an onside kick, and Lord Almighty, Granger's got it.
Again.
Well, they've stolen three possessions tonight on kickoffs, including that one.
Oh, I
don't know what you can do. I mean, Burton, honestly, out of the half, I mean, you almost have to be half expecting some sort of an onside kick. I wouldn't necessarily call that an onside kick as much as it is just a vicious pooch. Just a wildly inconvenient series of events for the Panthers as Granger steals the possession. So that means Edwards will trot out to run the offense, working from right to left on your radio dial. Edwards in the gun, splits out two wideouts to the left. Back off each hip. Hand off. Design run around the left side.
And
thrown down
to
the turf. A big hit.
About.
In on the stop is Brady Griffin.
Nice.
As well, Obi Beck with a body slam.
Yes.
Diaz, the ball carrier. Weston Ells was in on that stop, too, along with Beck. Yeah, Weston, he's in a bad mood right now. He looks mad.
And he needs to be. And stuff, and that kind of play right there, fired, that's the first emotion that we've seen out of these boys. So,
well, defensively, they are fired up. So Edwards will go back in the gun, three wideouts to the right side. Designed run up the middle. Edwards hits the hole hard, squirts forward for a gain of about three, maybe four. That'll bring up third down and call it eight.
Tyrone hit him first, and then Young finished him off.
Well, Tyrone Gilman, you call him the 18-wheeler on offense. He can, I don't know. Defensively, we need to give him a defensive nickname. I think he's good enough for a nickname each way.
On both sides.
Yes, sir. Edwards in the gun. Two wide outs right, one to the left. Snap back to Edwards. Back to throw. Looking deep. Has one-on-one coverage to the near sideline. And the ball falls short. The wind took over on that one. Good coverage. Downfield that time by the young corner, Unger. I say young. He's a junior. They're all young.
Yeah. That turned into a duck floating up there, just,
you know.
Yeah, when it left his hand, it looked pretty good, but it ducked out real quick. Ducked out. Get it?
Ducked out. Ducked there out. It is. There we go. Hang on a second. There you go, my friend. That's what we need. And for the first time tonight, second time tonight, we'll see the punt unit for Granger. Edwards will boot it away. Good snap. Back deep to receive is Patterson. It's a line drive kick. Patterson's going to let it bounce and lets it roll right by him. A good roll for Granger down inside the five, and that's where the Burton offense will set up. And honestly, for Patterson there, you know, at this point, Darrell, the way the ball, special teams has just been atrocious tonight.
Yeah.
And that's not like a slide. It's just
statement.
It's been bad.
Yeah, nobody should touch it. But Coach Hody just come out there. He was three quarters way out on the field waiting for the freshman to come to him. And I think the freshman wanted to go back the other way. Because
I think the freshman wanted to go home.
Yeah, he said, you know,
I think I'm out of here.
All I got to do is pick the ball up.
I mean, at that point, though, for as wet as it's been tonight, he almost don't even send someone back to return the dang thing.
Now we're on the three.
So Drayton Oaks will line up a quarterback. They got Patterson split out wide to the bottom. Snap back to him, handoff, Gilman around the left side, has a hold of the 10, trips up to the 15, still on his feet to the 20, still backing up to the 25, to the 30-yard line. What a great run by Tyrone Gilman. He probably ran for about 22 of those yards backwards, stumbling, nearly falling over, but the 18-wheeler grabbed a gear and trucked it up to the 30.
Yes, sir. That was big, big first down run right there.
Get you out of the shadow of your own end zone. Give you some breathing room. That trap play to Gilman starts working.
Yes.
It's a lethal, lethal thing to have in your book.
Yeah, they can. I'll throw this whole line I use. They can cancel Christmas if they think we are not going to keep running that monkey.
It says, I don't know, man. I know some people that probably would do that. 9:51 to go in the third quarter. 14-7. First and 10 at the 29. Gilman lined up in the backfield. With Oates under center. They're going to pitch it to Griffin, runs near side, cuts back to the middle of the field of the 30
nice,
to the 34, and he's
yards.
Spun up and thrown to the turf after a gain of about five. I call it four, a long four. So with 9:28 and counting here in the second half, I'm just going to go ahead and steal that water right there. Thank you.
Second and five.
It is still 14-7. If you're just joining us here, second half action underway. Burton got onsided after they were set to receive the opening kickoff of this half. Defense held strong, forced a three and out, forced a punt. And now Burton has it, and they're driving. This drive started, don't forget, at their own four-yard line. Gilman, trap play, left side again, has a hold of the 35, and, an ankle shoestring tackle just short of the first down.
Number two.
I think he might have got the first down. He's about a yard short.
Lizardo just got a piece of his foot.
Tyrone is due. My man's about ready to bust one. It feels like. You can feel Collins
feel it
in the air.
Yeah. I'll take it. Yes, sir. I have nothing against.
Would you rather have a
62-yard touchdown?
A 62-yard touchdown run or a fumble? You take the touchdown run, I think.
Oh, 100%.
Oaks under center. It's third down and about 2 feet as Gilman gets the snap or gets the handoff around the right side. Tyrone spun down at the 39, which was the line to gain. His knee never touched the ground, I don't think.
No.
But that's a guy right there. So basically, that was one of those plays where Tyrone was spun down. He might have had an elbow hit, is what they called him down for. But his knee never touched, and awareness.
They could have sent it up here for a replay.
Yes.
And
we got the replay.
I don't understand.
Maybe we'll be better than the Big Ten replay officials who are just absolutely garbage at their job and all need to be fired. 8:06 to go in the third quarter, 14-7, first down.
Hey, nice drive right here. We're eating the clock. We need to keep driving and put seven on the board here and tie this baby up.
The clock ought to be ought to taste like caviar for the Big Red right now as they take their sweet time on this drive. Oaks under center, one wide out each way. Gilman gets the handoff around. No, Oaks keeps it. Oaks cuts it upfield to the 45. He's almost to midfield. Drayton Oaks, boy, he's got such a good way of hiding that football on those RPOs.
Yes.
He just, or on that read, he just does such a nice job of tucking it in tight.
Absolutely.
And at this point, you're almost expecting Big 18 to take it and run with it, but.
Yes, sir. That was good right there, because you know they're all keying on Tyrone. Mm-hmm. They're keying on him. Any little positive yardage, which right there, picking up that 7, that's making them think of other people.
This is by far the best drive that we've seen from Burton tonight. Very, very well put together drive so far. 2nd and 4. Ball's at the 46-yard line. Oaks gets the snap, hands it off. No, he keeps it around the left side again. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped. Same play as before, but Drayton couldn't turn the corner this time. No gain on the play. 3rd and short coming up. And now we have a whistle. Got to wipe the ball off. Just put some Rain-X on it. Trust me.
That's it.
Y'all know what Rain-X is?
No, we don't have that in Burton.
You ever heard of Rain-X?
Rain-X? We don't have that in Burton.
Man, it's some good stuff.
Is that spray something like super glue?
No, you just like squirt. It's like it comes in a bottle, right? Yeah. Like a spray bottle.
Yeah.
Right? You just like squirt it on your windshield, and you wipe it off, and then the water, when it rains, it like beads up, and it doesn't like. It's really cool.
In Nebraska, y'all don't have wipers.
I mean.
Is that what you're saying?
I mean, we use it for other things.
Uh-oh.
3rd down snap goes on a handoff to from Oaks to Gilman. And that one was blown up from the get-go. It sure looked like that offensive line didn't get much of a push. Maybe they snapped the ball early by chance and just kind of caught them off guard?
They beat us big time at the.
So now we got 4th down and.
We're going to punt it.
4th down and 10, or 4th down and 6 here. That's going to bring the punt unit on. Just a killer on that drive.
Yes.
So Burton will punt this one with the wind at their back. Try to pin the Lions deep.
Uh-oh, we're missing one lineman. 9 seconds left on here. We'll get it away.
So 5 seconds left on the play clock. Here's the punt. Diaz back deep to receive it. It's a line drive kick.
And good roll. 25,
a great
let it roll.
Roll.
Let it roll. Let
and
it roll.
And it turns around and comes. Nope. Thought it was going to turn around and come back. But they'll down that thing at the 16-yard line. And that's where the Lions will take over. So a promising drive, Darrell, that started at their own 4, got all the way right close to midfield, and then one bad play stops the drive.
But we moved the field position. We won the field position. Mm-hmm. We didn't score, but we have them pinned deep now. And, hey, they're due for a turnover down here in positive territory for Burton. And
got to get something going here on defense. Get a turnover.
5 minutes left in this third quarter.
14-7, still the score. No score so far in the second half. Edwards gets the snap, going to hand it off. Run comes around the left side, big hole, 25-30. To the 35, to the 40, almost across midfield as Gilman is able to wrap him up after tracking him down from behind. And a huge run on first down for Jet Jolly. Turned on the Jets that time.
Yeah.
And that got to give Chris Young credit for the tackle there. Young and Gilman out there. I'll tell you what, Christopher Young must have been in the weight room this season.
He's,
that dude's looking big.
He's a player, junior.
So first down, ball's at the 49 on the Burton side of midfield as Edwards will get the snap. Design quarterback runner on the left side and stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play. Gang tackled. In on the stop was Griffin, Young,
Fenner,
and Colby.
Beck
was in there, too.
Young limping a little bit.
Yeah, Young's got a bad wheel. What a big run there on that first down for Granger. I mean, you're backed up deep in your own territory as a defense. You just
it just deflates you when you have it right there to shut the door.
The wind out of the sails a little bit. Edwards hands the ball off.
Nice,
nothing there. Nice tackle for loss as coming
Griffin
in on the
and
stop.
Els.
Weston Els, Brady Griffin getting in there, doing the dirty work behind the line of scrimmage, backing him up. 2nd down and we'll call it 12, on the way on the loss of after the loss of five.
Young had to come off now.
Should be third down now, yeah.
Yep.
So Young will step off. Who did they send in for him? That was... was Unger, that might have been Unger, that, or who did they send in to replace?
51 is in there. Let's see, Casas.
So big third down here, an opportunity for the Big Red to get off the field. Try to make this Granger Bunch punt this thing into the wind. Here's a snap back to Edwards looking to throw. He's got a man open down over the middle of the field. Passes. Incomplete. Broken up at the last second. What a great play by the freshman. Caden Patterson got his right hand in there to break that bad boy up at the last second. And it's fourth down and 13. And that'll bring out the punt unit for Granger.
You're right. He had him. But Patterson stuck that hand in there and knocked it away. Now, let's see if that talking to he got from coach, if he's going to catch this ball and take it back to the house.
Well,
I'm going to call it.
You going to call it?
I'm going to call my shot.
Call it? He's going to take it? He's
taking
take
it to the house.
All right. Here's the punt from Edwards. Patterson tracking it down. The ball bounces at the 10, or bounces down to the 10, inside the 10 to about the 8-7 yard line.
See, they heard me, so they kicked it away from
heard
me.
So
they made me look like an idiot. Granger. See, that's just how sorry they are.
I'm not going to argue. I'm in no position to argue. I don't have a dog in that fight, in that regard. No, I'm just kidding. 3 minutes left in the third quarter, 14-7. Burton gets the ball back, and a little Groundhog Day action here. We're kind of right back where we started this thing.
Yeah.
We are 3 yards better field position this time than last drive.
Yeah.
Do this thing 62 more times, we might get the ball in plus territory.
I hear you.
So, as Oaks will line up to run the offense under center in the power formation, they're going to snap it back to him, send it over on the handoff to Bibby. Bibby's got a hold of the 15. No, he got tripped up. Oh, he was one tackle away from maybe a trip back to the crib on that one. He was had a big hole.
I'll take 8 yards, though, on first down and get us out of that hole.
Second and two. On the way here for this Big Red offense. It's more or less been able to move the ball on their own side of the 50 with ease. It's just around gets between the 40s. They start to struggle, it seems like.
2:30 left in this third quarter.
Still down a touchdown as Oaks will line up under center. 2:23 and counting here in the third. Oaks gets the snap. Hand off to the trap play to Gilman. Gilman trucks a man and picks up about two. Is it enough for the first down? We'll find out where the spot is.
Yes.
Yes, sir. The chains move.
He ran over number five there for Granger, Edwards.
So that was a little bit of abuse on the starting quarterback. And that's one of the one of the bright sides, I guess, if you're the running back for Burton and you got the other team's starting quarterback playing middle linebacker.
Yeah.
Go take your shot, son.
That's it. Wear on that shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Hit him as many times in that right shoulder as you can. He's been throwing ducks.
Whack. First and 10, ball at the 19. Oaks will go under center with it. Snap back to him. Toss play. Bibby come back to the near side. Cuts back to the middle to the 22, to the 23, and he's spun down and dropped after a short gain on the play. Boy, Malik Bibby looks like he's
just
2 inches one way or the other. Yeah.
Yeah, his grandpa Darrell, he had no speed like his grandson got here. He was in school when I was in there, and we saw each other at Giddings a few weeks ago, and I didn't know that Malik was his grandson, and so I took a few shots at him because he busted a few of them there, and I said, Darrell, the most speed you had was running to the concession stand. If you're listening, Darrell, hey, I love you, brother.
Second and eight, the snap back on the trap plate out of Griffin around the left side. Doesn't get a lot there. So Brady Griffin gets his number called for the first time on this drive. Fast as you runs to the concession stand.
See, get that hot dog after the game.
That's me. That's me after this game. Except it's going to be coffee and it's going to be at Bucky's. So after the gain of...
We must have had a penalty.
Oh, they did. 5 yarder on I did. You can't see the flags from up here. Yeah. They've got turf-colored flags. Second down, and so basically a free play. Second and four, or second and two coming up. Bro, we can't start the clock. There, now the clock's winding. Okay, good. I thought we were going to have some technical difficulties there, but the clock does in fact start. So Burton lines up under center with Oaks at quarterback. Second and two. Inside of 37 seconds to go in the quarter. Option play to the left side. Griffin on the pitch. Griffin tries to get to the edge and gets the first down. Oh, I love the option.
They marked him out short.
Did they? Did they
yes,
mark him
sir.
Short? Well, either way, inject the option into my veins.
Yes, I mean, bring back Nebraska days, huh? Rozier in the backfield.
It looks pretty. It looks really pretty with T. Frage. T. Frage running the option.
Rozier probably was long. You probably still was about before.
What was he, 83, I think, is when he won the Heisman.
Yeah, you wasn't even close then.
Turner Gill, the offensive explosion. Laying the egg in the Orange Bowl. Don't bring that memory up. Always go for two. Real men go for two, my friend.
That's right.
Third and two coming up after the last play for
Come
no game.
Come on, guys. We need this first down.
Oaks under center. Snap handoff.
Attaboy, Tyrone.
And Tyrone Gilman with the truck stick all the way up to the 35. 18.
Attaboy.
You need 2 yards. Give it to 18. He'll get you six.
Attaboy. He looks fresh as a daisy walking back to the huddle saying, just, hey, feed me, man. Feed me.
That's a hungry man out there right now. Ball's at the 36-yard line, first and 10.
Bet they didn't
the Big Red.
Bet they didn't give him no pizza at lunch.
They did.
Halftime.
That's too greasy. Actually, you know what?
That's the end of this quarter.
Probably could have stood to maybe eat a little bit of that, get you some fuel. That's the end of the third quarter. Your score after a scoreless frame. We'll head to settle this one. 14-7, Granger with the lead. We're back in 60 seconds on KWHI.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Harmel Electric says go Burton Panthers. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for your residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs, get an estimate, and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates all the members of the Burton football team on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Go Burton Panthers, keep on winning.
All right, well, I'm just 0 for everything in the second half of our Name That Tune coming out of timeouts. 12 minutes on the clock to settle this one here from Rockdale High School. Drayton Oaks will run the offense for the Burton Panthers. They've got the football inside of their at their own 35. Snap back to him. Pitch play. Malik Bibby on the left side. Bibby's got a hole.
Attaboy!
45.
Take it out,
Bibby! 45 to the 40. Bibby to the 35. And he's going to be wrapped up and dropped at about the 30-yard line. Malik Bibby. We said a few plays ago that Malik was a couple of plays away from busting one, and that's exactly what he does.
Yes, sir.
Another big-time run from another young contributor on this offense. Just a freshman, Malik Bibby. Looks real good getting that pitch. Had a nice cutback to make one man miss. Got to the second level. Outran two defenders before finally being tracked down and drugged to the turf.
You know, maybe wearing that line down a little bit over there on that Granger. Now we're on our side. Let's punch this in the end zone, boys.
What a great game we've been gifted with tonight here from Rockdale. Oaks under center, handoff to Gilman. Gilman stops, hesitates, gets still on his feet to the 20.
Get all on him. That'll go.
And that ought to be a face mask. They drug him down by the helmet. Maybe now they're going to give it to him. Either way, Tyrone Gilman sends that one about 17 yards for another first down.
Come on, boys. Let's put it in that end zone.
The Big Red fixing to score if they're not careful here before too long. Ball's going to be at the 12-yard line, 13-yard line.
You keep feeding big man. He's hungry right now. That was an angry run right there. He could be on NFL Network. Kyle Bryant could give him the angry run.
That was a grown man's run right
Did
there.
Did you get that on tape so we could so we can send that in there over there, Cowboy?
There it is.
Attaboy.
And here's the snap on the trap play to Gilman. Dropped after maybe give him a half yard on forward progress before he's thrown down.
Granger.
Second and nine.
Granger must have got my mic bugged that they heard we were going to give it to him again.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No.
Would not be surprised. Maybe they
got the Michigan
I was going to say, maybe they
stealing.
Got that dude from Michigan up
yeah,
here, too.
I think
know.
They do. Let's find him.
Do you hear that? Sounds like a trash can getting beat up. Oh, is that a little too close to home?
Hey, you got to quit that.
Hey, I'm an equal opportunity hater, my friend.
Yeah, tell you what, it's all them games are rigged. There's no way.
Oaks under center here, second down and nine. Ball inside the red zone here for the Panthers. Pitch play. Here's Griffin around the left side. Griffin's got a hold of the 10 to the 6 to the 5, and he's spun down. And I think Brady's hurt. Yeah, Brady looked like he turned. Oh, there was a vicious collision down there, and he got one man down for Granger.
Oh,
nope, he got
cup check.
Yeah, he
got a flag down over here, too.
So let's
that's enough.
Yeah, okay, we'll just go with that. Yeah, you got him on the cup check.
They need to bounce him.
Yeah.
But there's a flag down. I hope it's against them, but we're backing up. That's not good.
And it looks like it was, so what, they get him for a hold or something? Like,
yeah.
That was an ugly collision. Boy, that just, that hurts looking at.
Yeah.
That just, you hate that. Just hate that.
Oh, well, we're putting Beck in the,
so Colby,
in the offense.
Colby Beck will come out on the offensive side of the ball for the first time tonight. Patterson will check in as well, the freshman. Must have been a personal foul or something because they backed that thing
way
up a
back.
Country mile.
Yeah.
It is now second down and 20. Ball's all the way back out of the red zone to 23. So Oaks will line up under center. Offset eye with Beck in the backfield along with Gilman. And a fumble snap. Ball's on the deck, and Oaks is going to get wrapped up and dropped. A big-time loss on the play for Burton, and this drive, Darrell, has gone south in a hurry.
Yeah. My.
Oof. Well, 8:57 left in the ball game. Burton was knocking on the door to go down and tie this bad boy up. And now they're staring down the barrel of third down and 27.
Well, we got two plays to make this 27 yards because we're not punting.
Absolutely not. The rain beginning to come down a little bit harder as well here in Rockdale. If you're just joining us tonight, it's been a wet, slippery mess tonight.
6 seconds.
Great field, though. It's just really wet. Inside of 2 seconds now, they got to get the play off, and they're barely able to get it off as Gilman gets the trap around the left side. Tyrone back up to the 20, picks up some of those penalty yards, and they're going to run the... So they'll wind the clock. I thought they were going to stop play there for a second, and somebody called a timeout. But
this is huge right here, partner.
This is getting close to... This isn't necessarily ball game either,
no.
By any stretch of the imagination. Still 8 minutes left in the game. Even if you get stopped here,
but
get a stop, get the ball back.
No momentum, though, from having it down at the 6-yard line.
So now we got to change a quarterback as Patterson will come in for this fourth down and 17. The line to gain is at the 4-yard line. Patterson with Gilman off his left hip, 3 wide outs to the right. Back to throw. Patterson, and the ball slips out of his hands, but Caden's able to pick it up, and he's dropped. Turnover on downs. So Caden had the ball ready to toss that thing. He had one-on-one coverage on the near sideline with Drayton Oaks working one-on-one against Lucas Matta. And the ball slipped out of his hands on his way back. Gets spun down after picking it back up and trying to run with it. Turnover on downs. Not ideal.
No. But, hey, we got 7:38 left.
Well, and this Burton defense has been locked in this whole second half. All they need is one more stop.
I'm still calling for one turnover here.
Well, they haven't forced one yet in this second half. Edwards will go back at quarterback in the shotgun. 3 wideouts to the left side, 1 to the bottom. Here's the handoff around the left side on the handoff to Jolly. And Jolly tries to turn the corner, spins it back to the 30, and is wrapped up and dropped.
Beck on that tackle. You know, he might be jolly, but he ain't got that much of a jet. Just saying.
I was going to say, like, I was going to get into the whole, like, I wonder what, like, that conversation was like in the delivery room. Like, yeah. What do you want to name him? Like,
Maybe the hospital was close to an airport.
I mean, it could be. It could be.
Come on, DP.
No, that's got to be premeditated. Either way, I love it.
I would love it, too.
The first team all-football name. Yeah. So, empty set here for Edwards, 2nd and 4. Edwards on the design run around the left side.
Nice play.
Ankle tackled after a gain of a couple. Who did they get on the tackle
Griffin.
There?
Griffin.
Tackled by number 51.
And Casas.
Daniel Casas.
So third down and
gain of about a yard.
Third down and a very long three.
Come on, boys.
For the Granger Lions.
And now if you're Burton, I mean this.
Yeah, you got to stop them here.
It's getting close to ball game territory here, yeah. Boys. So they're going to go ahead and need to get you to get a stop.
Granger's working the play clock all the way down, which they should.
To be expected. Getting a bit chilly in here as the wind starting to kind of get bitter.
Kicked in.
So Edwards will go in the gun. Two wideouts left, one to the right, back off of his left hip. And
false
a flag.
Start.
Might get a false start, back him up 5, make it 3rd and 8.
Delay of the game.
Oh, a delay of game. Wow.
We'll take that, too.
That's a tough one, especially for your – that's not a penalty you would think this Granger offense would commit with a senior quarterback.
Senior quarterback, yes.
But now inside of 6 minutes left in the ball game, still down a touchdown are the Panthers.
Come on, Big Red, right here. Gilman, make a play here, big dog.
3rd and 8. Bunch formation to the top of the screen. 4 wideouts and a bunch on the left side. Empty
and
set.
Only got 3 out
screen
there.
Screen pass to the left side. And the ball slips out of his hands. Pass is incomplete. Intended for Javon Diaz.
That wet ball's hard to hang on to, Cowboy.
Hard one to handle.
All right, come on, Levin, this time. Make me look like a genius. Run this baby back.
I don't think they're going to send anyone back necessarily to maybe receive this.
Oh, we're going to send Bibby back this time.
So Malik will stand back at the 45, at his own 45. And Coach Hody's telling him to get back even farther, and he ain't wrong. Edwards is going to put some beef into this one, and then he does. A spiraling kick. He's going to bounce at the 35, and
take
he hands
back,
it to Bibby.
Baby.
Bibby's got one-on-one to make one man miss. Does that. Cuts back to the middle of the field. Now he's in a hornet's nest, and he's wrapped up and dropped at the 44-yard line, or the 36-yard line. So, here's the situation. You got 5 minutes and 37 seconds. You're down a touchdown. You've got Drayton Oaks or Caden Patterson. Patterson has not had a good night at quarterback. He's had a great night in other aspects. But I think right here you got to ride number 3.
You got to ride 3 and 18 and hope he can bust him.
What a moment it would be to see Burton go down the field and tie this thing up. Are you ready for the possibility of maybe some extra football on a Thursday night?
Well, I'm going to tell you, if we score, my boy will go for 2.
Real men go for 2, right?
Absolutely.
Oaks under center. Tight formation. Patterson split out wide to the bottom. Handoff right up the middle is for Gilman. The ball comes out at the end of the play. Gilman fumbles, and they're going to say it's Granger football.
Oh, my
gosh. Well, ain't that just a kick in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to go for.
Well, 5:31 left in the ball game, 14-7. Burton still can play defense.
There's no reason we can't get
the law. The law of averages say we've fumbled a lot. They haven't fumbled enough. They're due.
They're deep. Yeah, what do we lay it on the ground now? Probably about 5 or 6 times.
That was a 6-1 tonight.
And they did once, and we scored on it.
Yep.
I'll take a 2nd one and score on it.
So Edwards trots the offense back out for Granger. 2 wideouts, 1 wideout each way. Here's the handoff to Diaz, and he's swallowed up in the backfield and dropped. A nice tackle for loss. Took him back 4 yards on the play.
Brady.
2nd and 14 upcoming.
Brady Griffin.
Great job by Brady Griffin, able to snuff out that run and drop him in the backfield.
5 minutes, a little over left.
Well, you got to think here, should they go 3 and out and you take all the time off the clock you can, you'll probably get the ball back
been way deep in your own territory with just a little over 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
So we'll see as Edwards gets the snap, tries to run up the middle with a design quarterback run to the 40, to the 35, and Edwards nearly to the line to gain. We're going to call him about a yard short, so that'll set up third and one.
Just to play the game here.
Burton still has all their timeouts.
Bring up the third and three.
Coach Hody electing not to use them. Obviously now you don't want to because you're probably going to, you know, third and, well, they're going to mark him maybe about half yard back of where we thought he was, so about third and three.
But they're going to, two plays or, I don't know, I didn't watch their kicker kick, but I would bet this is two downs.
There's probably
downs
two downs to get three yards.
Yes. Come on, defense.
For what it's worth, they do have the wind at their back, and a field goal would all but do it. Edwards gets the first down and more. Across the 30 to the 30, or to the 25, down to the 24. So Edwards picks up the first down. That leaves 4 minutes and counting here in the ballgame and possibly in the season for the Burton Panthers.
Brings the ball down to the 24-yard line of Burton. First and 10, Ranger.
Burton ran a fire there, sending Griffin and Beck, and they missed the tackle in the backfield and were able to pick up that first down. But you got to take chances now. You know, you don't have that much time.
Snap back to Edwards. We'll keep it on the designed run around the left side, and he's wrapped up and dropped after a gain of a couple.
Yeah, start calling timeout.
And now Coach Hody will use the timeout, so we'll take him with him. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Big Red Football.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panther football team in their 2023 season.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Yeah, Big Red Football continues with 3:30 to go in the ball game. Out of the timeout, Edwards will line up in the shotgun. Well, wide out, split wide to the left. Slot man to the left side of the formation as well. And the high snap pulled down by Edwards. Handoff around the left side. Here's Diaz to the 20. Trucks a man to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, all the way down to the pylon touchdown. And in for the touchdown. Or maybe did they say he was short?
Marked him off at the one.
But we have a. Ooh, it was a, there was a flag on the play and he was holding, so.
Not a big break there.
That's a break to end all the breaks. Forget the fumble from earlier. Holding on the play will bring that thing 10 yards back from the spot. And instead of being six and game over, the Panthers have new life.
New life.
Well, you got to give it to these Burton Panther fans and the Granger fans as well for sitting out and braving the elements tonight, freezing in the cold, in the rain.
Freezing. I like that.
It's got to be freezing out there. At least probably feels that way. What is the temperature?
They're calling it 60.
Yeah, that's pretty freezing.
Yeah. Turn it backwards at 6.
All right. 3:18 left to snap back to Edwards. Second down and 15. And
boy,
they get him for a big loss. Colby Beck in the backfield with a big-time sack on Edwards.
Time out again.
Ball is all the way back to the 35. This is going to make it third down and about 26, or third down and about 20. 3:12 left in the game. Timeout on the field. Coach Hody uses the second timeout. All right, Darryl, let's keep it here. Walk me through the next two plays. You got third and all of it. If you're Granger, what are you trying to do here offensively?
You know, they live by the pass all year, and the weather conditions don't favor it. But right now, we're winning the battle up front. If I'm in their shoes, and it might be stupid, I throw this monkey. And if they sit there and your chance of getting interference, or if we intercept it, it's as good as a punt.
Now, defensively, though, for Burton, Coach Hody's got to be in that huddle saying you cannot, if they throw, he's got to be telling his secondary, hands off.
Yes.
Hands off. Play on the ball. Play the ball.
Right now, you challenge Gilman up front and the guys up front. Hey, this is your season, buddy. You're a senior. Make me one more play back here.
Third and 20. Edwards in the gun, standing at the 40. Gets the snap. They fake the screen. Now Edwards looking to throw deep downfield. Has a man wide open. Pass caught. 10, 15, 15, 5, whatever. Touchdown. Oof. What a great play call, really and truthfully.
They're on the wheel route. So hook and go and...
Is there a flag on the play?
No.
There is a flag. There's another penalty on the field. We'll see what the call is, if this was during the play, if this one's going to come back too. If it does, we will have had two Granger touchdowns taken off the board.
They celebrating too much.
Let's see what it is. And it looks like it's maybe a celebration penalty.
Yeah.
Unsportsmanlike, be on the kickoff. So that's pretty much the ball game there, folks. 20-7 as Burton... Or rather, Granger gets it into the end zone on a third and 20, a brilliant play design. They fake the screen pass, or the swing pass on the left side. A great pump fake by Edwards. The receiver ran the route perfectly, left the swing pass, took off on the wheel, and off to the house. Tough one there for the Burton Panthers. They'll receive the kickoff here coming up in 60 seconds. 21-7, Burton trails by two scores on KWHI.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
I'm Zane Auschenbeck.
I'm Colby Beck.
I'm Keegan Finner.
I'm Chad Schubert.
And we're a part of the Burton Panther football team.
I'm drum major Vivian Lehman. I may be on a triplet.
And I'm Michael Smith.
And we are the Burton Panther Bands. Ready? Go. Panthers, go. Go, go, G-O. Go. Panthers, go. Go, Panthers.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
So the penalty on the previous play, on the touchdown play, was for excessive celebration. So they're kicking off 15 yards back, kicking off from their own 25 is Granger. So Burton has had, Daryl, Burton has not successfully fielded a kickoff in this game tonight.
No.
Here's the kickoff. It's a pooch kick, a little bit short. Going to be bounced at the 35, picked up by Gilman. Gilman to the 35, across midfield to the 50, to the 45. He's got room to the 40. Another flag on the play. Gilman cuts it back to the middle. Still on his feet to the 40, still going, and he's spun down at the 36-yard line. We do have a penalty marker. Probably going to get this one.
In the back.
This is probably coming back a ways.
Before, big man, did you see him just pick them feet up and step over?
And that's going to be a hold or a block in the back. I guess it really doesn't matter that much. At this point, 2:54 left in the game. 21-7 is your score.
Penalty will neglect the run. Bring the ball back.
We got 2:54 left, buddy. Down by 14.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hit a big play quick.
Yes, sir. Well, 2:54 left. 21-7 is the score. Oaks will go under center with it. Two wideouts to the bottom. Gilman and Griffin in the backfield. Good to see Brady back out there after getting dinged up earlier. Here's a snap back to Oaks. Oaks going to roll out to the near side, trying to throw downfield. Has a man over the middle. Pass is caught at midfield.
And still on his feet is Patterson, and tackled after about a 6-yard gain after the catch.
Hurry up, boys.
Onto the plus side of the field. Patterson tackled at the 44 into Granger territory. 2:45 left. Clock stops to move the chains. Burton down two scores here. They got to score now.
Guys, you don't have time to huddle here.
So they break the huddle quickly. 2:35 and counting. Season on the line here for the Burton Panthers. Oaks under center. Two wide outs to the right. Drayton awaits the snap. Taking a while to get it. Trap play to Gilman. Nothing there. Oaks kept it to the 40. And he spun down. Had a very small hole there for just a second. Thought he had some daylight, but ends up getting closed in on by the Granger defense.
Pick up of about 6 yards on the play. He'll bring up the second and...
Come on, guys.
2:09 left in the contest. Panthers finding themselves down two scores after a nice first down play to pick up about 16 yards. They're going to line up here for a second and four. Oaks under center. One wide out each way. It's Patterson to the left. Oaks back to throw, looking over the middle, and no one home. Patterson either ran the wrong route or Oaks threw to the wrong spot. So they will stop the clock with 1:47 left. Third down and four coming up. Well, what do you think happened there, Darryl?
He did do the curl route, and Oaks had pressure, and he threw it a little high. We're just not a passing team right now, and this is hard.
A 2-minute offense for most teams is a 4-minute offense for the Panthers, and that's just this how they're designed. Yeah. Here's the handoff on the trap play up the middle for Gilman.
I don't know if
he picked up the first down. He was close, but
no.
Oh yeah, they're marking well short. Fourth down and four. Fourth and four with 90 seconds left possibly in the season for this Panther bunch. They'll break the huddle. The Granger sideline can feel it now. This is the game right here. Fourth and two. Here's Oaks under center. They're going to pitch it to Malik Bibby around the right side. Malik turns the corner, has a hole, and picks up the first down. Stop the clock with 69 seconds left in the ball game.
Panther first down.
As the rain continues to fall here at Rockdale High School.
We did too much time. We don't have a two-minute offense.
They would need a quick score here, a two-point conversion and an onside kick.
Yeah.
It's getting tough here for Oaks and company. Under center goes Drayton. He's got two wideouts, Patterson and Bibby to the left side of the formation. Oaks keeps it around the right side, wrapped up, dropped. And how fitting it is for Chase Edwards, the starting quarterback and middle linebacker, to get this pretty much game-sealing sack on first down.
Yeah.
34 seconds left in the game, and that's going to do it.
30 seconds in the clock running.
And I think...
I mean, there's no need running a play if we're not going to hurry.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be surprised if this ball gets snapped here. I guess 15 seconds left.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to get it off. Oaks will line up under center. One wide out split each way to Gilman and Griffin in the backfield. Oaks gets the snap, hands it off. Gilman up the middle, and he is going to be wrestled down. And that's the game, and that's the season. Your final score tonight, 21-7. Granger beats Burton and eliminates the Big Red from the playoffs. We'll have postgame coverage coming up next on KWHI.
When the temperature drops, that doesn't mean the fun should stop at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Join an aqua cardio or waterworks fitness class Mondays through Fridays. Interested in working at BBAC in the summer? Lifeguard training will be held November 20th through the 22nd, starting at 9. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun, starting November 20th through the 22nd. Daily admission is required, $4 a day or $10 for the whole week. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Well, Huey Lewis in the news will be the final bumper we get to hear this season, Daryl. How about that? What a tough one at the end.
It just, you know, we talked at the beginning with the weather conditions and stuff, and it's always an excuse. Whoever lays the ball on the field the most is probably going to lose. And, you know, we did it six times, so they're one. Mm-hmm. And they made the big throw at the end to seal the game. And, you know, for these seniors at Burton, those guys have given us 110% for 4 years. Very proud of these young men. You're going to see them go on. Tyrone's going to play somewhere and everything. And, you know, he'll represent Burton well. But it just, you know, tonight, Granger was a better team. You know, they had a few more athletes. They could throw the ball. They stacked a box like we talked. You know, our deal is we run the ball. And when you get behind and, you know, you don't throw it or don't have the hurry-up offense, which we haven't done, and it's hard. You're not going to be able to come back because you have to score quick. You have to go up-tempo. You have to be quick. You know, we were burning 20 seconds or more in between plays. And, you know, we didn't have that much time left. But great job by the coaching staff. I know they're probably sad and mad right now. And, you know, we're used to winning. I told somebody today, for 20 years, we've been knocking on the door of the state tournament. 20 years is unbelievable for a small school to make that kind of run. You know, we got a lot of young cats here. Bibby, Patterson, all these guys got to play quite a bit of ball this year. So,
well, there were meaningful snaps, too. Yeah. I mean, when you're playing young guys, there's a difference. People maybe don't realize how big of a difference it is as a young guy playing snaps in garbage time against, you know, when you're down 60 or up 60, you know. But playing meaningful snaps in games with consequences late in the year, that's a huge, huge deal for development.
It's only going to help you as you move on. The new stadium, when it's finished, you're going to have people wanting to play.
Yes, sir.
When you have a winning tradition, we have coaches that stay. You know, so we're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, it stinks. You know, you don't ever want to lose to Granger, but they were the better team tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know, Coach Hody's out there talking to two of the young freshmen. And meaningful game tonight. But it's raining. We're going to get in a truck. We're going to ease back the burden. It's been a great game, great job.
Yes, sir.
Fun as always with you, brother.
You bet,
and,
my guy.
You know, I'm proud of Burton, proud of these fans that came supporting these young gentlemen. You know, it's basketball season now.
Mm-hmm.
Very promising and everything there. So then it won't be long. Probably have Jack Frost, but it'll be softball and baseball season.
Yes, sir.
And everything. But, you know, everything's going to be just fine. Proud of these kids. It just wasn't our night.
Well, and sometimes it's just how it goes. But at the end of the day, you got to applaud the effort and the time, and you know, a great job all around by these kids all season long. And man, I got to tell you, buddy, I'm gonna miss calling football games with you, my friend.
Yeah, it's a blast. You're great on that mic. We have fun, and by the text we get, you can tell the people can tell that we have fun doing this together and still get it across the air of what's happening. You know, you got to make it exciting.
Well, I don't do this for anybody other than the kids and those people that enjoy it. So
yeah.
That's what it's all about. For Daryl Kiki, I'm Dean Erickson. I hope you all have a great rest of your Thursday night. This has been Burton Football on KWHI.
This broadcast of the Burton Panther football game was brought to you by Burton Meat Processing, Citizens State Bank, St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Mattress Guys, Gigi Egg Farm, Burton Chamber of Commerce, Felder's Buy and Buy, Trade Winds Physical Therapy, Collier Construction, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Wellman Insurance, Bush's Chicken, TNT Car Wash, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, and Trent, Larry Poppy Construction, Subway Sandwiches, the Blue Bonnet Aquatic Center, Burton Friends and Neighbors, ACL Construction, Dahman and Associates, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&J Packing, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton ISD, Harmel Electric, Farmers Mutual Aid Association, and BVR Material. The final score, Burton Panthers 7, Granger 21. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.